Blog Talk Radio.
B-O-L.
got a place in victim mode. So don't come knocking at my door. I got company coming round. So, so.
The Witch Doctor. Magnifique Elixir.
Oh.
Mary, House of Escada presents Mission Possible House Ball, April 13th, 2013, in Dallas, Texas. Every single category is for cash. Grand prize, runway for $1,000. Mini grands include Butch Queen Legendary Performance for $500. Butch Queen Trilogy, Face, Body, and Realness for $500. Stem Queen Trilogy, Face, Body, and Realness for $500. Sex Siren for $500. Open to All Performance for $500. 60 Seconds of Dane Performance. Sing, Dance, or Lip Sync for $250. This will be an early event, with doors opening at 6 p.m. and LSS starting promptly at 7 p.m., followed by Grand March. Admission to this event is $30. Tables are $100 if purchased by April 1st, $150 afterwards. Free admission given to everyone tested, and the house or family with the most members tested receives $1,000. Second place house or family receives $500, sponsored by Abounding Prosperity. The icons, Jack and Selvin Mizrahi, will be on the mic. The location, the luxurious Dallas Informant Building, located at 1950 North Stemmons Freeway in Dallas, Texas. Please contact Father Danny Escada for questions, for host hotel info, or for table purchases at 972-370-6473, or the overall Father Neiman Marcus Escada via Facebook at Marcus Fox. Also, visit the event page on Facebook, Escada Mission Possible House Ball, for detailed information. Father Brandon Lovin presents World Domination 2, The Revenge Edition. Saturday, April 13th in Atlanta, Georgia. Mini Grand, Big Girl's Face for $500. This will be the first category of the evening. $500 for Butch Queen Realness, 5 trophies. Thugs versus Pretty Boys versus School Boys versus Executive versus Legend. One cash winner. Grand prize, $1,013 for Butch Queen Foot and Eyewear, 2013 Spring Summer Edition. That's the World Domination Ball 2, The Revenge Edition, hosted by Elijah Ebony and Jay Blonick. The location, 431 Fair Street, Southwest Atlanta, Georgia. Doors open at 5 p.m., LSS at 7:30. $30 all night. First cash category will be at 8 p.m. And again, that's Mini Grand Big Girl's Face. Tables, $100. Fully stocked, and I mean fully stocked. First come, first serve. Again, that's the World Domination Ball 2, The Revenge Edition. For more information, contact Father Brandon Lovin on Facebook. Also, that next day, Sunday, April 14th, there will be a kickball and spades tournament. North Carolina versus South Carolina versus ATL versus Alabama versus Florida versus the DMV. No house affiliation, just state versus state. Free food and refreshments. The winners of the kickball game will receive a big trophy, and the spades winners will receive cash prizes. Again, that's the World Domination Ball 2, The Revenge Edition, Saturday, April 13th, and the kickball and spades tournament, Sunday, April 14th, in Atlanta, Georgia. And again, for more information, contact Brandon Lovin on Facebook or visit the event page for more detailed information.
Clock the hair.
Clock the hair.
Lock the mug.
Clock the mug.
Clock the nails. Clock my skirt.
You better get into it.
Clock the bag.
Clock the bag.
Clock the shoe.
Clock the shoe.
Now punch the clock. It's time to work. Move over, amateurs. Take taking mine, taking yours. Somebody better hold my purse. Figure it out like Nancy Drew. Catch on quick like Hallelujah. Hold on, check me, boo. Not you. I'm a pro.
How are you all out there? Thank you for tuning in to the latecomers. Bring my co-host on, please.
This Kiki is mine.
And you like it. You like the adulation, the applause.
Say it comes from
people
reading.
Cheering you on.
Reading came first.
It's an addictive high, like all highs,
is the real art form of insult.
You absorb it, you
laugh,
take it. And you like
and
it. You absorb
laugh,
it, you take it.
And
you like
keys,
it.
Laugh and kikis. Shade is, I don't tell your others, but I don't have to tell you because you know.
Hello, my lovely party.
Hey, London. What's up, London? How are you?
Hey, London.
Hey, London.
How are you? You know, I slept on the bishop subject, and
please, not again. No more.
Nah. It's so many other things going on, like Caesar deactivating his page.
Yeah, what's up with that? I didn't realize that.
I had a couple pictures of me, you know, in the background or either, you know, up front.
You sound a little upset by it, London. You sound a little...
Yeah.
So why do you think he did that? I know there's, like, theories out there.
I mean, I got some tea that it was from, you know, stirred from Marcus, you know, the tea that Marcus got out of Rodney's phone. So.
Well, I just pulled up Ballroom Throwbacks, and his page is actually up. I mean, it's an open page, so when did he deactivate it?
No, he has a fan, like a like page and
yeah.
a personal page. So which one is up?
The like
page. His personal page has his name in parentheses, so you know, that was his personal, so this must be his fan page.
Oh, okay, maybe that's why, maybe he made his personal page just that personal, just keeping everything on this one.
Right.
I don't see, let me see, is all his pictures still up there?
Is he also not, you know, attending any balls in the future so far?
Well, he's not attending Chicago. He made that clear earlier today or last night or something. Well, he must have deactivated it today because he just was on yesterday, and I saw that was the last post that I saw that he will not be in Chicago.
He's taking a break. Weekend. Yeah, I saw that a couple of days ago, though. I saw that a couple of days, though. Yeah, he's not taking a break. And now he's taking a break.
Why are we saying he's quitting now again? Because something in Rodney's phone. What happened last?
I don't know.
I'm always late
to
the party, honey.
What is Jason?
I didn't hear that. He's waiting on his intro. I didn't hear about.
What? Who the fuck is he? He's waiting on his intro.
Where is Jason and J-Rock?
Right.
I didn't.
J-Rock is here because he tagged me to call in to push one. He sent me the message to call in. So he there.
Are they private? Are they muted? So anyway, what's going on with this whole, you know, situation? Is it because of North Carolina? Do y'all think it's because of North Carolina that he's not on?
I mean, he was present at North Carolina.
I know that the story that I got that he was greatly bothered by that because I know that they were trying to get into. The room, like there was a room where Marcus was at, and they were like, people were banging on doors trying to get in there frantically and stuff like that. So maybe all of that kind of shaking him. I mean, you never know how different things affect people in different ways. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, so, I had an inside source tell me now that somebody from my house, they said they were locked in the bathroom or whatever, you know, trying to get away from the commotion. And they said, whoever, I guess, the Dark Knight was chasing ran into the bathroom with them. They said that man was beating on the door trying to get in there to that boy so bad. Like, it was like they was literally scared for their life in that bathroom, honey. It was just a big, big thing. Like, oh, I don't even want to relive that. It was sad.
Yeah, I mean, I heard the same thing actually too. So I mean, maybe, but people do react. Maybe he just wants to take a break. Maybe.
I mean, yeah, he has the right to take a break. Yeah.
Right, exactly.
He's been around a lot.
Yeah, I mean, plus the fact that, you know, maybe people are pressuring him for that video, because I'm sure he videotaped everything, so you get a lot of pressure too. And you don't know who else is going to find out if you have footage.
You know, he has clear footage. You know, Kelly's footage wasn't that clear.
Right. Right. Absolutely right. But we're just speculating, so you don't ever know. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Exactly.
Oh, shit. Hello?
So if somebody's listening and sees you, you're out there listening, if you want to clarify,
finally,
maybe why.
I was in the bathroom. I didn't know the show stopped.
Oh, shit.
We all said hi and you wasn't there.
I was in the bathroom.
I was in the bathroom. No, but maybe, I mean, who knows? We'll never know until he does an interview on maybe Kelly's show or something like that. Or maybe he'll come on tomorrow and discuss it. Why? Who knows?
I thought of a game, you know, just in case the show gets dry. I don't know if it's going to be, you know, interesting to all, but, you know, it's, you know you're blank when you blank. Like, you know you're a queen when you lick your lips before you look at the tray. Do you get it?
I get it, but don't we have to add something in there to follow something?
Right. You don't have to use, you know, you're a queen. You can say, you know, you're, you know.
Okay. Okay, I get it.
So just throwing something up.
Well, I want to talk about something real quick. I just have to get some clarification. I was going over the weekend. I want to know, Laura, Laura's talking about me, London. I'm sorry, mother. Who made Lil Tito a fucking a bridge and all of that foolishness in the chat room, honey? Who made him Midwest Mother Oxygen or whatever that foolishness say? And he's carrying your last name, mother? This is how you go on, London? What's going on with that? You deemed him? You deemed him?
Sweetie, anybody can spell bridge.
No, London, I hate to say this, but not anybody can spell bridge.
Oh, that is so true, because you know some girls will leave out the D.
Chad, have you seen some of these people writing on Facebook? You will come,
baby,
motherfucking together. From the top to the tier to the bottom, it's a mess.
And then, mind you, when they go off, when they reading, it's like that's when the worst comes out. It's like, bitch, you just say read? Did you reproof what you just wrote, bitch? You sound foolish.
Yeah.
I can't wait for JY to get on here. Cause I want him to rehash how, you know, the crazy ones that me and JY been fucking for years. That oh lord.
Right, I can't wait to hear you guys' amazing stories.
Been fucking for years.
Hallelujah.
That's what he said.
So Tiffany, those are J Rock kids.
Oh, never, honey, never. Which it wouldn't be a bad thing, because you know he in the military, he got good benefits, honey. I wouldn't be opposed to that. Yeah, I ain't putting him down, honey. I need them benefits, and that you go on base, honey. I need to get all them base discounts. Yeah.
So, is everybody, Jason, are you ready for the snow we're supposed to be having? Is it even snowing yet?
It better not be.
I don't know, because everybody's talking about this snow.
I thought it wasn't supposed to start till tomorrow. I mean,
that's what I thought, too. I was kind of confused. I thought it wasn't supposed to start till tomorrow, too.
Yeah, people just get a little over-eccentric, and they just go out and just start buying a bunch of shit for nothing.
But all I know is my car was broken and my car is fixed, so I'm happy. Thank
I'm
God.
Not going to lie, but we
excuse me, did y'all see what RJ posted about how now Steve Harvey was talking about the fake HIV report that, you know, some girl put up about the boy, and that has went you know, mainstream now too as well. Viral, thank you.
Well, y'all gotta remember, we're on the internet where people are able to like take stuff, copy stuff, paste stuff, you know, put shit
right,
together.
The internet,
so I mean, like,
you know,
just can't believe anything you read here.
Yeah, social media can ruin your life.
But you know what the sad part about it is? It could be a fake rumor, i.e. what just happened, and it makes it to the real news. Because some people, that confirms it. Like, some people just see it on the news, they don't sit and actually listen to it. Because they did mention the hoax on the news. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's crazy. Whoever that person did that, turned it, truly, truly, truly turned that boy's life. No shade. Because everybody's going to be looking at him sideways now. You know what I'm saying? Like, really?
I mean, yeah, like, stop snapshotting pictures of him at on YouTube at balls and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, I kind of goofed that he was. I didn't notice he was on the ball.
I just think it's another way that they're going to be so, you know what I'm saying? The media's going to be looking at us crazy.
Maybe the media is already looking at us crazy.
They did, exactly.
Like, that's true, but look how close it is back to back.
They've been saying that. This just proves them right.
True.
Hallelujah.
Okay, what is this hallelujah you keep
saying? That's just stuck in my head. I can't stop saying it. It's just stuck in my head.
That's from London's intro, bitch. I'm gagging. She keeps saying it. I'm like, why does she keep saying that?
I don't know. Certain songs, like Jason's intro, sticks in my head too a lot. So. All
right, can we play Jason's intro?
Incoming transmission.
That ain't it.
Where was the incoming transmission?
Who's running switchboard?
302-249.
Incoming transmission.
302-249, you're live on the air. Deal or no deal? Hello, 302-249. Mother Versace.
Hello.
Hello. How are you, darling? How are you?
Hey, darling. How you doing?
I'm lovely.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, everybody. How y'all doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Just listening and just, like, taking in all this stuff that was been on Facebook and stuff. And just, like, wow. I'm just, all I can say is wow.
So what is your take on it? I mean, does this wow?
My take on it is, like, very much I don't want to believe it because I know that person personally, but...
Does that kind of make you, like, second-guess yourself, though? Even if it's a lie. Because it's told that it's a hoax. But could you imagine the looks or the stares he gets or the people constantly talking about it? He has to be a strong person. And I really hope that he has a strong foundation of friends to help him through this. No shit.
Yeah, I mean, my thing is, I mean, what the person is dealing with that, you know, like, I don't, like I said, I know that person personally, and that just doesn't fit their character, but like I said, if it is, I just hope that he can get through this, but my thing is, they were saying, like, very much that it's his ex-lover that's trying to get back at him or whatever, but like I said, me knowing that person personally, it doesn't seem like it's their character to even do something like that, but like I said, hey, if it is, it is. I mean, just, I don't know.
I'm just saying
neutral.
So you're cool with him and his ex-lover?
No, I know him personally. I don't know the ex-lover. I just, you know, was hearing in my some of my circles of friends that very much that is his ex-lover that's trying to get back at him or something, and they're making up these lies and allegations. But like I said, I know the person personally, and he's never has been, to me, for the years that I've been knowing them, just been a vindictive person like that. And, you know, I'm just basically staying neutral about the situation and just hope that it's not what it is.
I mean, I don't want to turn this into a state of emergency show, but what upsets me about that whole thing is that for people who are HIV positive, stuff like that, it makes people even more scared to say that they are. You know what I'm saying? Because of what's going on.
Yeah, but my thing is you have to treat everyone that, I mean, everyone that you sleep with, or kids, hug, fuck, suck. I mean, you have to treat everyone that are HIV positive these days. Everybody.
Right.
Nobody.
Right, true. Absolutely true.
So, I mean, it's like, you know, can't nobody say in this world that we have not slept or with someone that unprotectedly. We all have at some point, if we sucked it or got fucked or whatever case may be, nobody cannot say that we have not played around unprotectedly in some way, form, or fashion.
Right. So basically, no one's excluded. You can be the cleanest person. You can be completely healthy, but no one is excluded.
Correct.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And nobody. All right, baby. Thank you.
Have a good one. Yeah.
And I'm just like, you know, basically, you can't believe everything you hear. You know how many times the kids have killed me, honey? The kids have killed me so many times.
Right, I don't believe everything. I'm
sorry.
Right.
I don't believe everything. I mean, I hear.
Mm-mm.
I don't question it. I'm quiet because it's not important.
That's how I feel.
Oh, my God, there goes the echo. So, London, what's up with the game?
So, I don't really know what's up with my game. I got no feedback. Mm-mm. Yeah, I got zero feedback.
Mm-hmm.
So did you think of anything, Mark, to help Mother out?
Yes, okay. You know you're late when you sit around and call other girls late all day.
Okay, I want to have a game. But
incoming transmission.
We have an incoming journey. 347-426, you're live on the air.
Hey, guys, it's Keisha. Hey.
Oh, my God. Hey, Keisha.
What's going on?
Hey, Keisha.
How you doing?
Are you officially Keisha? You've been away so long. You have been moaning.
No, I've listened to you guys. I just be like incognito because I have to get up in the morning, so I'm like up, then I'm falling asleep, and I was hitting the topic today, which is very interesting because me being a late girl, I just now found out about the kid who, this allegation about this guy, it was all over the internet. But my thing is this, there is a penalty when you make up false rumors about someone.
Wow, yeah.
I forgot the character. Because remember the football player who made these allegations about his girlfriend? He went on live television and said it was all a hoax.
Remember? No, I don't remember that. I gotta Google that.
Yeah, my thing is, if this is not true, there should be a penalty, and whoever's doing this, you're fucking with someone's life.
Can't charges be brought against them for that?
That's the weird thing about the internet. It's the weird thing about the internet. You may never find out who did this.
Right. I mean, you may never know if the person wanted to be anonymous and said anonymous. You never know.
And my second question is, what possessed someone to make up a nasty, vindictive, just rumor like that? That's my question. Like, I don't care how much you hate a person, but what makes a person, if it's not true? That's my thing. It's like, why? I'm like, you could do other things, but to do something like that, what makes a person really? Because something's not, it's just puzzling me, you know?
If I can't have you, nobody can. People will purposely try to ruin you.
Let me tell you something. The kids are just blatantly outright downright fierce. And if y'all don't know, then y'all ain't been out that long. Cause the kids are
fierce. You never know. It's always two sides to a story. So.
Exactly.
Right.
They were trying to say it was speculation that he chopped the girl at the Rogue Nights and she came up.
the Malaysia, somebody named Malaysia. I mean,
oh, no, she's
kind of
Malaysia. Bullshit. Malaysia would not do that. She would not do that. She's not that kind of girl. She would not expose
that. I said
that
it was
like that.
That's what the people were saying, speculation. I don't know either way. I'm just saying that's what they were trying to say. Like, do you think that she did it? Somebody chopped her at a Vogue night? This is just what they were coming out saying after they were saying that the story was false.
Malaysia has never been chopped at Vogue night. That's
right.
I can honestly say that.
Well,
I know Malaysia personally.
No, he did chop her.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying.
I'm sorry, Mark. I'm lost. Who chopped Malaysia?
Yeah. No,
the
we're going off topic
about.
Now we're on Malaysia. We're not on Malaysia. Thank you, Keisha. we have a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
What's up, y'all? It's Marcus.
How is it, Marcus? What's good,
Marcus? How are you? So you choose our show to tell it all, or hello?
Well, I just decided to come on. I felt a little better today, so I decided to come on. How are you, London?
Marcus.
Tiffany.
How are you?
I'm
lovely.
I'm
lovely, darling.
So were you feeling bad about last night or something? So how were we feeling after that?
If anybody knows me, I haven't really been feeling well. I've had a cold.
Wait a minute. Rodney not having his own place. Like, what is that about?
Let's give Mark a minute to talk. Mark,
y'all just throwing all questions
away
at him. Okay?
Give him a minute. Okay, you haven't been feeling well, so now you decided to call in tonight, and...
Well, I don't even know what happened on the show last night. I reserved. I decided not to even listen to the foolishness. You know, I mean, so if y'all want to give me a recap or...
It wasn't actually foolishness. They actually did not throw you under the bus last night, but there was a striking question that baffles a lot of us, is that you are saying that Rodney was living with his cousin or something like that. Now, we could have got
that. This is my question. Stuff, did y'all hear that? I'm out.
Mm-mm.
Did y'all hear me write it? Did y'all hear me?
No. That's why we're asking you now.
I did not make a such statement. You know, I don't really know why people want to, I don't know, flip things around.
Mark, I'm going to give you, you know, Mark kind of giving you the politically correct version. What was said was that when they were going about shaking the tables and stuff and who was going to shake the tables and blah, 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 what was said is that, you know, you know, Miss Alexis, you want me to shake the tables and say how you said Mark here told you, now you probably told Alexis, that Rodney stays with his cousin, that he needs to stop buying bottle services at clubs, that he needs to stop trying to buy sneakers and all this foolishness because he lives with his cousin and he does not have his own place and things like that of that nature.
Well, okay,
so,
but first off, I'll respond to that. Anybody that knows me and knows Rodney doesn't buy bottle services. Rodney usually drinks for free. So, because that one part of that statement is false, I'm going to assume all of that is assumed. You know, I think a lot of people look at people's lives and they want to be those people, so they have a common sense.
I now give to you.
Oh, Lord.
You can take all the things you want.
The controversial.
But not here's a friend of yours. He's a friend of mine, darling.
Unstoppable.
She won't make money off of mine.
Hey, y'all want to shake the table, bitch. Now we have Marcus on the motherfucking show. We got to shake the motherfucking table, and we got to wake
Kelly,
up the show. You and
no
Alexis
table,
is supposed
baby
to give the girl
Kelly,
the
don't
show
run off
last
don't
night.
Kelly,
but
Kelly,
you bitch
Kelly,
don't
Kelly,
want
Kelly
to give my girl
Kelly,
what
Kelly,
the fuck they
Kelly
paid for. I don't want to hear nothing, Marcus. Y'all going to give my girls what they've been waiting for all
motherfucking
weekend
long. Bitch, y'all can kiss my motherfucking ass. Bitch, you sit here, y'all the only ones that
you know
paid
you got
off
a
right
to do whatever you like to. Don't see we got the right one, that right one.
Oh,
in the club, always
oh
fly
shit.
Miss Snow, you're live on the motherfucking air.
Marcus, let me say this to you. Don't let Kelly come up here and stir you up tonight.
Oh, she's not.
Okay.
We're not going to do this. We're not going to waste the show with them two kicking with each other and being girlfriends. No,
they're not going to be girlfriends because everything Alexis told me, Miss Faye, she's a hard market. She's going to get it out
Kelly,
on the motherfucker. Hey, why you ain't got nothing to say, Marcus?
Hold on, I have plenty to say. I have a whole lot to say.
You told
me. What
do you
got to say?
You told me if Alexis come up here and tried you, Miss Faye, that you was going to call her probation officer and bring her probation officer live on the air. That lady said she had to do everything that she needed to hand do. You told her that Rodney was living with his cousin, sleeping on the motherfucking floor, and he needed to stop buying all those motherfuckers.
I told you that, Kelly.
That's what Alexis said.
Because this is my thing. That's not even a read towards me. I guess that's supposed to be a read towards Rodney if it was true. Why would y'all even bring him up in this?
Well, that's what you told
what
Alexis.
What kind of friends are y'all?
Well, I don't know what type of friends y'all are. I don't have friends. I have associates.
I see.
I don't have friends, Mistake. I got associates, bitch, okay? I can count on one hand how many friends that I have are friends that I can call
even
for
Kelly,
bail
even
money,
your,
Thomas
even
Henry,
Kelly,
you know?
Kelly, even your situation, when that came up, because, you know, the message was copy and pasted. I never worked issue. I asked, is Kelly okay? That's
my
all I asked. Because we may not be the best of friends,
hey.
But I do kiki with you, and I would never want to see somebody that I fuck with be in some type of, you know, trouble or something that I can help them with. That's just the type of person. Although a bitch ain't never did nothing for me when it came out to me having issues, I'm just not that type of person. But
so
Kelly,
Marcus,
are you really that?
That's not the whole thing.
Are
so
you
Marcus,
let that
you say, wait a minute, Callie.
Look,
we're
not
going to
sit
Callie.
Here and we're not going to take up the
wait
Tuesday
minute,
night.
Callie. So Marcus,
we're not
going to
take up the Tuesday
night. That
y'all
going to
give these girls a show
case.
Now
some
since you on the phone line. I need
some
to know
of
that.
Taken away.
They can't hear you.
Hello, what you say?
Repeat it, Jason.
Okay, well, I'm going to let them yell and scream, and I'm just not going
to
Jason.
So what
did
you say, Jason? I couldn't hear you.
Hi, Jason, because I just want to know if they're going
to
give a show. Give a show, Jason. There's no reason to even have them on the air.
We're not giving a show, Kelly. The ballroom scene has been exploited enough. We're not giving them the type of show that you want tonight. Now, we can sit here and we can discuss these like
okay.
a dog.
Well, Marcus, I thank
not,
you for calling in, Marcus.
I didn't come on Wendy Williams, Kelly. I didn't come on your show. I came
I
on to the London show.
Marcus,
on the Tuesday night
I
show.
Thank
now, if you want to book me,
so Marcus
can
come on our show.
You can always book me.
What is going on?
Yeah, Marcus can come on our show.
Okay, I thank Marcus and Alexis for calling in, Ms. Faye. If they're not calling in about the Tuesday night topic, there's no reason to have them on the phone line. I'm going back on mute, Ms. Faye. I don't want to talk about this bullshit that they were supposed to talk about last night. If they're not talking about your topic, I'm going back on mute. Tea Party, can y'all go back to y'all discussion and so I can get my key keys, please? We ain't got time for that. Ain't nobody got time
for
that.
Oh, Lord.
So,
thank you so much, Kelly.
How's that? Wait a minute.
Well, Enrique, we did storm their show last night.
Yes, Lord.
Okay, well, did they
hello,
bring Marcus
hello,
back
hello,
on?
Hello.
I want to hear what he has to say.
Hello.
I want to hear it, too.
Exactly.
Hello.
It sounds and J-Rock.
Hell to the fucking no. Is this Monday night or Tuesday night?
Well, you
well,
hello.
Say, well J-Rock
we
and Reed is. They can
like,
say the
hello,
same thing about
hello,
Monday night.
Hello, everyone. First of all, J-Rock, Jason and all them stormed our show last night.
Right.
I didn't call in for that. I actually called in because I heard the topic they were talking about, and they happened to bring Marcus on first, and then Kelly brought me on when she came on. I didn't even call for that. So that was
easy
to
hear.
Oh,
okay.
Thank you so much, Alexis.
Right. Okay. We were just confused.
Yeah.
y'all stormed the show last night?
Yeah, they stormed the show.
So we basically, J-Rock, we came on the show to attack Bishop because Bishop came for London, then he came for all of us.
How I fucking missed that? Didn't nobody three-way me in on that shit?
Oh, and since you're here, let me be the first to congratulate you on your children with Tiffany.
Right, your baby mother, Tiffany, your baby mother should have
hold on, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Where did this come from? What the
funny. Bishop was going off last night. He said, I've been fucking Jay. He said, Tiffany and J-Rock, they've been fucking for years. J-Rock, I'm on your dick because we've been fucking for years. And, honey, I ain't got the time.
No, but wait. Oh, well. What did Alexis want to say? Because she came on the call in about something. What was it?
All right. I mean.
Alexis, you wanted to chime in on a topic?
No, I was just listening to what you guys were saying earlier, and like, I don't know who said it earlier, but the topic, regardless if it's true or not, to read some of the things that people were saying to be educated about this disease, it was kind of funny because it's like, are y'all really serious? You know, in this day and age, like I said on my wall, you treat everybody like they're positive.
Right.
Like, no shade. That's like saying, oh, it's her fault, she's pregnant. No, it's her and her daddy's fault because both of them chose to have unprotected sex.
And I
told somebody else, until you actually work with people or dealt with the disease personally, you really don't know how it feels or how people are thinking at the time when they do things.
Right.
I have met, just over the past month, I have met a lot of people who are going through mentally at my job because they're positive.
I was going to say, how is your job coming along, Alexis?
I mean, I like it. It's for the most part, it gets a little depressing at times, but I mean, for the most part, it is what it is. But you would be surprised at some of the people that you come across that are living with this disease and how they frame of mind is.
So,
I mean, I don't know what his was, but I just think it was wrong for you to put me. And then on top of that, do you know that in the state of New York, you don't have to disclose your status unless if you're having protected sex with someone?
If you're having protected sex?
Well, the unprotected sex is consensual, you know what I mean? So it's kind of
great. Yeah, and that's
so
also true, Mark. But you know what? I've even learned this
ever since this disease came up. Have to post your status if you're having protected sex.
In the state of New York, listen, there's a foundation that's called Act Up. Act Up for this law to be passed that if you are having protected sex, you do not have to disclose your status if you're HIV positive. But my thing with that is because people will always lie and say, oh, she didn't tell me or he didn't tell me. And they, you know, because it's really your word against theirs.
Correct.
Yeah,
that's true.
I mean, you have to take some responsibility at the end of the day. I mean, you could say that this person gave it to you, tainted you with it, do whatever you want, but you laid there and let them, you know, do what they did unprotected or you did what you did unprotected. There's really no comeback from that.
Right.
You played the 50% part. So the other 50% is just the is an unfortunate situation. Your gas.
What about those people that was reaching in the gas pump things and got injected?
That's different, London. Those situations like that are different when you don't have a choice. Sexually, I don't feel like you have a choice unless you were raped.
Right.
I mean, sexually, I feel like you make a choice. Unless you were raped, if you were forced.
Exactly.
Marcus, your mic is open. Do you want to say something?
Oh, yeah. I was trying to figure out how, you know, what even happened. Just to kind of give y'all a heads up, there's a lot that I do have to say. I guess Blog Talk won't be the appropriate manner, or Tim's a Child won't be the appropriate manner. I thought coming on tonight would be the best way. I guess I'll make a YouTube video, and I'll say what I have to say. And if people have questions, they
okay,
can inbox.
Why can't you say it now?
No,
I'm confused.
No, Marcus, you won't advertise your little YouTube video you're going to make on here.
Well, London, I came on to answer the questions of the people. There's a lot of questions that have been raised.
Well, go ahead and answer the questions. Go ahead.
I'll be honest with you,
Marcus. I honestly have a question because, you know, I know that it's kind of a debt issue now, but I really do have a question. What has transpired? Has anything greatly transpired to a point where we as a ballroom patrons should be worried about something? Because apparently these people are coming to you and certain other people, and we're ballroom patrons. I know that I stopped walking. I pay $30 to come and enjoy myself. So it's something that you know that's going on. I would appreciate it if you shared.
I think the ballroom scene is past a state of emergency now. And I'm not even going to say, like, with legal issues per se. I just think that now we've brought an attention to ourselves that I don't think we're ready for. And I really want y'all to watch. I'm going to say this. I want y'all to look at everyone that has been deemed or acknowledged in the last year and a half, 2 years, and then do like a family tree and see where they come from, and then see where these families come from. Obviously, Believe Ballroom is kind of building upon blessing the same people and the same people coming up. And so with this ballroom scene going mainstream.
So it's like an Illuminati skit is what you're
saying? That's kind of how I'm looking. I mean, without doing that, but honestly, I don't really think the ballroom scene needs to be going any mainstream. We need to be staying underground right now till we get our shit together.
I believe that. I've always believed that. I've always.
I mean, you know, Marcus, the CEO is good for 101. So how about you do a little interview tomorrow night, you know, one-on-one?
Well,
I have a question for Marcus. Can I ask him something? I really want to know what made you get to the point where you just got on Facebook and blanked and started talking about it's a leak in this room and you just went take shit. Like,
this is the thing.
Let's
see. Okay, I'll be honest with you. I always knew it was a leak in the underground. I will say that. But we were sitting here spending literally hours on the phone trying to figure out who's telling this, because people did not just know what was being discussed in our room. There was no tea in our group that y'all didn't already hear. We might have gone a little in-depth, but when people can copy and paste messages, you know, it really, I felt offended because the same people that I'm on the phone doing this investigation with are the same people who I believed at that time were being the leaks. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I feel betrayed.
You know, I believe, you know, Vanna said that Tony clarified it last night, but is it true that, you know, Vanna was one of the leaks?
I can't verify that she was one of the leaks on something that I was upset about. Because I'll be honest with you, we all got tea from somewhere. For it to be tea, it had to come from somewhere.
It had to come, exactly.
Which is pretty much out the group. But it's certain things that we discussed in there that were only privy to our 12 eyes. Because, I mean, the group downsized. And so, you know, just think about it. You're sitting here investigating leaks with people. You're playing FBI agent. And then, bitch, you find out it's the person you invested, the person that you know, working with.
How do you know that people are not looking at the computer as well? Because if
did you feel like Alexis was a leak?
There were certain things she repeated, yeah.
No, but my question is, how can you say that? Because, you know, if you're sitting on a computer, because I know if it's a group,
I mean,
if I'm in a room full of people, there's going to be people that's going to look at your computer screen. So maybe that was the leak. Maybe people are joining into the computer screen and looking.
To be honest with you, that's things that you can understand. But when people can get copy and paste and screenshots, that's intentional. You know what I mean? That's not small things. That's not somebody just looking at your screen. Because, I mean, honestly, there was really no tea in there that probably hadn't hit the radio or was going to be on the radio, you know. I mean, okay, we found out somebody went to jail an hour before it came on the show. Okay, it's still coming on the show. So really, what tea is that? You know, and for it to be tea, for us to know it, it had to happen where somebody else already knew the tea. It was just being discussed in our group. But neither here or there, I didn't want to.
Let me ask you this. How long have you been involved in ballroom? Like, how long have you, like, even with the promoter, I mean, everything. Like, when was your first
2003, actually, 2003.
Okay, so it's been, what, 10 years? It's been 10 years,
yeah.
Not a decade now. So, I mean, you got to really, really know that, you know, like I listen to you and I hear what you're saying because I'm that type of person, too, when it comes to, like, being cool with people and embracing them and stuff like that. But, I mean, you got to really know that the kids are really fierce. So I'm kind of gagging that you're gagging.
Well,
yeah,
and I am
know.
Because I'm not close to everybody, Mark. These are people that, and I'll be honest with you, even if I only had a little bit, I would still give them what I had. If there was something that they needed and I could get it, you know, these are people, not many people I'm going to step out on boundaries for. And I just feel kind of turned. Even the things that the allegations that have
Marcus,
been made.
This is Tuesday night. Please don't go around saying names. Just say names. Don't go around it. Just say it.
Yeah, I mean, you can say the name. I mean, it's not really a big deal.
I mean, well, we already know he's accusing. He's already thinking that my sister, I love her down Alexis. He already basically saying he felt Alexis was one of the leaks. Okay.
And right, and I mean, just even the little things like the things that I supposedly said, I mean, people went around and contacted Selvin and contacted other people about things that I said, and they didn't even think about the things that they said, because I don't mind repeating myself. At the end of
y'all
the day, it's only my opinion.
I'm sitting here, y'all wasting y'all time trying to pull motherfucking teeth for him to say names, because he's not going to say names, because if he say names, then the girls is going to come and it's going to start it all up. So y'all wasting y'all time even asking him to say
Kelly,
a fucking name.
Kelly, I'm going to say this to you, and I'm going to tell you this out of love. I think you have bigger issues to be worrying about than being on this show tonight. And this is out of love.
I don't have no bigger issues that I need to be worried about.
Kelly, you have bigger issues, and I love you now. I'm not being serious. You have bigger issues.
Marcus,
to worry
what
about
issues does she have?
On his radio.
You say?
Make it I don't have no bigger issues.
I'm not
gonna
make it high. I'm not gonna. That's me. I have a friendship. I ain't gonna say this. I have an associate. You know,
it's Marcus.
Kelly,
it's Marcus.
Associate.
It's Marcus.
I'm not gonna. Kelly. Maybe you should go be brokering some deals to sell our videos and exploit the ballroom scene. Maybe you could do that. But tonight, while I'm on the radio, I'm just gonna ask that you respect me because I have not said your name. That you
Marcus,
just sit here and
Marcus,
let me
Marcus,
say,
Marcus, what?
No. I'm not gonna give you the type of show that you want.
Listen,
if you're going to be in Chicago this weekend, we can go to dinner.
You just not,
down,
okay?
Like
because I'm an open motherfucking book, Marcus. It's no motherfucking tea that any of these faggots, okay, in boardroom will ever have
now, Kelly,
on me,
why are you
Marcus, okay?
All
the motherfucking thing that I do, I break my story before anybody else can break my motherfucking story, bitch. I done did the radio show for
and that's why we get along so well, Kelly.
Motherfucking radio
I respect.
Show,
I'm not going to give you the kind of show that you want.
Marcus, never, ever let a motherfucking bitch in this bed.
Kelly, I'm not going to give you the type of show that you want tonight. If that's the type of show you want.
Marcus, well, then you're wasting your time just sitting here and just telling a story and you're not giving no motherfucking names.
They're just not going to give it.
Underground, and you gave the fucking names.
They're not going to give it the way you want to get it. They'll still get everything.
So why is the sister sitting up here talking about motherfucking
shit? Kelly, this
shit.
Is not your show. Everything is not
like
Wendy Williams. Some girls can be very Maury Povich or Oprah about the situation. Oprah
and
still
has nobody got time. Nobody got
Walter gets a, well, then guess what, Kelly? That's why it's three different nights.
Okay, well, if you're going to give that night, if you want to give that PC night when you want to be politically and correct and be educated, college degree market, wait for the ICAR CEO founder, Jasper Couture, Wednesday night. Monday night and Tuesday night, it's all about
this
me.
This is not your show, Kelly. You are not the producer, girl.
It's always
this is
my motherfucking show, bitch.
No,
I've been
not.
Here. I started this mistake. Bitch,
no,
you bitch
Kelly,
been
you
getting
the
shit
the
fucked up.
See,
That's
history fucks up. You are not the first. You're not even
Jasmine,
the original. You're number three, actually. Let's not sugarcoat anything. You're number three, Kelly. You're number three. You've been here the longest. I'm not going to give you your kudos for that.
But it's
you're
my motherfucking
cow.
My shit
is
the motherfucking bills for the show. So don't get fucked up, Marcus.
Oh, wow. Y'all going live.
Thank you.
Well, Kelly, I mean, are you at
it's basically sitting here doing what the same thing the fake profiles do. Who want to hear this bullshit if you're not giving no motherfucking name? You don't want to give no names because
oh,
they're
no,
like,
the Kelly, you and them fake profiles need to stop.
Oh, this shit is
girl,
my,
know that's you.
Giving me a fucking headache.
Kelly,
well, Marcus,
you
actually, now that you, Marcus, actually, now that you brought that up, I'm glad you said that, because one of the things that you did say that you were going to release when you came on the show was that you were going to give up the names of the people that are hiding behind some of these fake profiles.
Oh, yes. What's up?
Well, you just said Kelly the fake profile.
Well, we know
y'all
Kelly has nine. Well, Tiffany, we know Kelly
right.
has 957 names. We know that already. But I would like to know who some of the other people are.
Right.
Well, like Marcus.
Who's
Charles?
Some people I don't know. Now, I am very eager to know who Laura Spears is. I really would. She is a geeky.
Oh, wow.
That's an old bitch. Whoever Lars Spears is, that's an old girl.
She be everywhere. Because, I mean, she know North Carolina tea. She know California tea. She know New York tea. She know Chicago tea. And she knows these girls by name. I'm really key keen.
So you think it's an underground member?
No.
You think it's somebody in the underground?
That's where my, that's
think,
where,
you say what? What'd you say, Marcus?
I said, yeah, that's kind of where I was going with it, because this person is very knowledgeable of people in a lot of different areas.
Who
travels everywhere?
Right, and then, it's pretty obvious. I mean, it's logic, and it's just like with y'all, Mark, it's just like that whole thing that y'all talking about right now. I mean, it's 12 people in the room. How hard is it to decipher in between 12 people? I mean, really. But beyond all of that, I mean, if y'all really think about it. How many people do we know in ballroom that can actually do all of that, that actually would do all of that? Just think about it. Just think about the past.
Because in all honesty, Marcus, in our little inner circle group, it's now 27 people. We don't use that group anymore, but when we had Leek in that room, I was able to find out who the Leek was, get them out of there, and we pressed on. So it's not that hard to find out who your Leeks are if you really want to find them.
I'm going to give y'all why the problem was so hard. The underground used to be a really, really, really cute room, and it was elite. But what happened was everybody wanted their girlfriend in the room, and their girlfriend really didn't have tea. It was just their girlfriend that they would spill it to anyway. So they was like, "Well, if I'm gonna give it to my girlfriend, she might as well go ahead and be in the group anyway, so I won't have to leak it to her." So over time, we've let all of these other people in who really, really brought no value to the room. They didn't really say anything. All they did was take information out.
So who was it that didn't bring value? I mean, because
you know
really,
what? We're not going to do that.
Yes, we are going to do that because that's what we do.
Right.
So who was it that did not bring value to the room? Because clearly you all didn't think that I brought value to the room, but I know
how
to hold
water. It was just that we didn't know who you were. Like,
well, I don't know.
How can you gossip with somebody you don't know?
Right, and that's understandable because I don't know who half of some of you all are, but
exactly.
From what I see, I'm glad
I
don't. I
mean, it was more of a confidentiality thing. We didn't really want to gossip with people that we just did not know like that.
Yeah,
and
but see, that's the thing, though, Marcus, y'all already did. Y'all already had somebody in there or had some people in there that really didn't have value. So then that's when y'all missed the
problem.
But
at least we knew they existed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hello. Ms. Alexa said y'all denied my membership, too.
No, listen. Let me say this. The underground started as an all ebony group. All ebony group.
Exactly.
It started off as The View. The girls in the House of Ebony did not like that we had our own group and we discussed what we wanted to discuss in there. So what we did was we opened the group up. I ran across Marcus. I don't know where I ran across Marcus at, but Marcus used to give me, and even to this day, I'll still take up for the bitch with her psychopathic ass. But Marcus, when I ran across Marcus, she was always reading, she always had tea. I was like, this bitch need to come in here. So we opened a group up, and we started inviting other people in.
So Alexis, how did you get in the Ebony group?
Because I was
an Ebony
for a few months.
Okay.
I never knew that Alexis worked.
I was there for a few months.
As a whole.
No, actually, in London, I walked and won several trophies as an Ebony. Me and my house members, we actually won a female figure realness at the Dia Ball. That was last year, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh.
Thank you. So we opened up the group to everybody. Then that's when we started letting other people in. So, we, over the time, I think we only let, like, maybe six people after Marcus got in the group came in. The rest of them was all, like, original, you know. So those six people, I don't know if those are the people that Marcus is talking about. It was supposed to be a fun group. And I don't know if what exactly events Marcus is referring to that I leaked out,
because ain't too many. I talk to, the only people I really talk to is the girls in the underground. So if I leaked out any tea, it would have been to one of them. But now I did call. You know, I did, huh?
Yeah, you know, this is a cute topic and all, but I don't see how it, you know, compares to my topic.
And we apparently we have a lot of callers from what I'm getting
here.
Yeah.
They want to know about this underground shit.
Go ahead and call the callers. Bring the callers
on. So let's see. Let's go.
Stop wasting your bitches just like us sitting on the. And like, y'all wasting your time because ain't nobody going to give no names and ain't nobody going to say nothing. Okay? This is like going to one of those draining-ass balls, Miss Singh, that's blah,
girl,
blah.
Shut, it's kind of shut up, Miss Singh. Because you died to get in the group your damn self. Girl, shut up, Miss Singh, with all those fake profiles trying to get in the door.
So Kelly, who brought them on?
I sent them on. Y'all said y'all wanted to talk to them.
No, but Marcus came on his own.
Right.
Yeah, why don't you
instead call
us?
And you forced
the
lectures on.
No, I was
holding. I have a whole lot of callers, honey. 814-431, you're live on the air.
Hey, I heard that my name was brought up, Marcus.
Oh, no, no, we don't want to talk to you. You about that underground shit. We don't want to talk to you either. Hold on.
Stop it, Kelly.
401-401, I'm 9, you're live on the air. 401-559, you're live on the air. Okay, you're good. 312-731, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Well, hi
there. This is
Ray Ray.
Hi,
that's Ray Ray Mizrahi. He's on the air.
I was calling because I actually wanted to say something to Alexa.
Alexis?
Yes, sir, man. I'm listening.
Yes. I was a bit appalled at you post. You were the one who posted that story that someone put out to defame my brother's character.
Okay.
Character.
Hold on, Ray. Let me stop.
No,
no,
I'm,
listen.
Thank you. So, like I was saying, you decided, I guess because you worked at one of the agencies or whatever, that you felt like you got the okay to put that story up, and then you, I guess you gave your spiel on what you felt about it, and to come out the whole story is a fake. So how do you feel now that you, I guess, were trying to play Kitey Chung, and you were putting out false information?
You finished, Ray?
Yeah.
Not one time did you see me say anything about that story. Period. Point.
I did see you. You quoted. You said I had to get the okay for my job to quote on.
And did you read what I said? Did you read what I said?
Listen.
Did you read my post?
All I'm saying is, you don't know Stephon, so
did you read my post?
You don't know Stephon.
I never said anything about Stephon.
It was like spreading tea for you.
I never said anything about Stephon. What are you talking about? I never once said anything about Stephon.
I didn't come on here
Alexis.
To get into a dispute about what
can
you said. All I'm saying is,
can I ask a caller question?
Ray Ray. I will call you when the show is done and put you and Alexis on the phone. I really don't want to discuss this whole topic and all of this with of this story on the radio.
Now,
I will call you on three-way with Alexis in a few minutes.
I would suggest you be quiet.
Can we know if he's seen it or if he heard it?
I'm confused because basically,
and if it is on Facebook, it needs to be removed. And if it's on Facebook, it needs to be removed.
What, the story?
Whatever Ray Ray is talking about, wait a minute, Tiffany. Whatever Ray Ray is talking about, if it is a story and Alexis' name is attached to it, and if he's saying what he's saying, Alexis or whoever, that story needs to come down with her having a job where she works. That story needs to come down.
That is exactly why I didn't say anything about the story, Jason.
This night has totally gone left.
Well, my thing is this. Did we not all see when it got put in the official ballroom group when the story first broke? I seen the name attached to it said Nicole. I didn't see no name to no damn Alexis. So
I have, listen, Tiffany, first of all, listen. I have not, when the story came to my inbox Friday, I didn't say anything.
Oh,
I have never posted.
Point blank, you didn't see anything, you didn't do anything. And, you know, the story is false, so no need to have a big debate or discussion about it. I mean,
my page is open. If anybody want to go to my page, they can. I don't have nothing to hide.
Hey, hold on, y'all. It's a bunch more callers. It's like nine more callers. Five and call your live on the air. Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller, you're live on the air. You're gone. Okay. 201-360, you're live on the air. 201-360, you're live on the air. Okay,
you're
gone.
You know you're a scary bitch when you hear your number and don't say nothing.
Vonna, you're back on the air.
Vonna?
Vonna?
Yes.
You're back on the air.
You're back.
Now, what was the thing? I'm not sure where's Marker. What was it about me?
Hello?
Sweetie, we
what
just want to see.
Vonna, I didn't say nothing about you, but you can tell me what you heard.
No, I didn't. The only thing I heard was they were bringing me up, and I was supposed to know what the key was.
Yeah, it was.
And no, somebody. And see, this is
why
I'm having with callers. They sit here, they don't even tell the whole fucking story, and then they get people all in an uproar. Your name was brought up, somebody asked, hold on, because this is the point. Your name was brought up by somebody on the cast and asked, was Vonna one of the leaks? And I said, to my knowledge, I'm not aware of that. But if she was, I didn't care about that story being leaked. That was exactly what I said. So to whoever called you and told you.
Like I told them last night when they said about me being the leak, the story that I was the quote-unquote supposed to be the leak on, we had already found out who the leak was of that story, and because they omitted it. So I was not the leak. I don't have to be a leak because all the stuff that I pump in there a lot of personal stuff that I shouldn't be saying in there. So why would I turn around and be a leak to somebody else? That's stupid.
Right, but, you know, it came from the horse, so I just wanted to hear from the horse's mouth.
Okay, but yeah, I got knocked off. But to kind of go back to what I was trying to tell y'all earlier, I feel like, okay, so Alexis was giving y'all the thing on the underground, but some of the people that should not be in there, I mean, are just the people who, I mean, I can give names.
Who should be in there?
Corey Balenciaga, Dante Balenciaga. Those are just not, you know, people that have tea. You know, Tiffany, we rejected your membership because there was already too many Chanels in the group. So really, what tea was you going to bring? We were already getting a Chanel tea.
Oh, shit.
I mean, that's the truth. I mean, people don't want to hear me truthful. Why a lot of people?
So you mean to say that the people that were in that group for Form the Houses have to give their house tea? Is that what you're saying?
I'm not saying that. I could say the house tea does get out. We don't, just because they're Ebony, Chanel, Balenciaga, and everybody in the group, that don't mean the T's don't get out about those houses.
That's why it's a mix of different houses in there. Everybody's house tea comes out. It might be pumped by you
Let me tell you something.
It comes out.
It's a fucking shame, bitch, that I'm a motherfucking radio personality, and half of the shit that goes on in that motherfucking room, bitch, I never once uttered or muttered it on my motherfucking radio show, because I don't need that tea out the room to make me. And the girls that sit in that room, that pumps, they go back and tells it to everybody, it's horrible. I should be the bitch that everybody should think would be the leak and taking all the shit and put it on my show. And I once have never took anything out that room and brought it to my show.
So, Kelly, you was in the group, too?
They were thinking
you were. Yes, I was in the group. I was not. I got in the group. You know when I got in the group, Miss Lynn? You know when I got in the group?
Let's get a T.
I was trying to get in the group for a whole year when I was in the group.
Jasmine had your password, and Jasmine was reading the T in the group.
The week after I came out and everyone was poor, they added me to the group.
I said it. Jasmine had Kelly's password. And that's how T, she, I mean, and she didn't, I don't know what she did with the T, but Jasmine was able to read the group. Because at one point, Jasmine was in the group, too. Let's just call it, let's just tell the truth.
So what?
Oh, Jasmine was
she
in the underground, too?
She wasn't in there but a couple of hours.
At one point.
No, so my whole thing is, but see, Margaret, let's go back to what I was saying before. Like, people can take people's passwords. Or I have a computer where if you sign in on Facebook, so warning, don't ever come to my house to sign on my desktop because your password will be saved. I can log onto that and get all the tea. So maybe people unknowingly leaked it. Unknowingly. By using other people's computers.
It wasn't unknowingly.
No, it wasn't unknowingly. It definitely wasn't.
The girls took stories
it.
Out of there that they wanted to take, mistake, and took it back to their girlfriends just trying to be spiteful because that's how the fags are.
It was definitely done intentionally. It definitely was not done unintentionally.
Right.
Say that.
Certain well,
Marcus,
it was stories that really
Marcus.
Didn't even matter.
Marcus, can I ask a question?
Sure.
Who did I screenshot from T2?
You said, excuse me?
Who did I screenshot or copy and paste from T2?
Oh, I didn't say you screenshot it.
Oh, I thought that's what you said.
I don't know who did that particular thing, but there was some information that was posted in a group by myself about some things last week, and they copy and pasted it to certain people. And, you know, they only copy and pasted the part. They only really went off on me ranting. They didn't really do the explanation part, which really, had they sent them the whole thing, like when I sent them the whole part, they'd have actually understood. They only sent them the juicy part, which I respect. I understand that. I mean,
who was it sent
to,
Marcus? Who was it sent
to?
Bitch, you didn't respect that, bitch. You went ham on us, bitch. You didn't respect that.
Exactly.
Bitch, you went ham on us. We was all type of nigga bitches and
fans. Listen,
hold on, y'all.
Let me tell y'all a secret. Miss Marcus raved in that group for 2 fucking weeks, calling us all kind of dumb bitches, taking phony assholes. I got tired of it. It's no shade. I told that bitch,
but
I said, one more album,
I helped
you up
take
out of
the
here.
Underground to a different level, too. How dare you take me out the group? I was ready to leave it anyway because I don't like phone.
Hey, wait. You was kicked out
of
the underground?
Yes, you did kick me out.
Yes, I kicked her out.
Yes, Marcus was kicked out. And he was brought back and he said thank you, but thank you.
And then
no,
I said, no, thank you. I'd rather, I don't want to sit with y'all.
She had us talking all kind of fake bitches all week. And I'm like, girl, calm down.
That bitch
knows
she
gets
up, bitch. That bitch
gets
up, bitch. No shame.
Hey,
who did you have to go explain
so basically
to, Arnold?
This group is late.
This group is late. It's late.
Oh, well, can I get back to the point of me calling in? Can I figure out why when we have a ball with people and you have damages to the place, the people don't want to pay the damages? That's part of having a ball.
Well, shake the motherfucking table. Who
are you
having?
Are you talking about chicken and...
Kelly, I'm doing this on my own accord. I'm not giving you...
Marcus, is making the girls in the chat room and the girls on the phone line want to read because they don't like it that way and they're reading, okay? Marcus want
to
know
why
motherfucking Econ won't give him and motherfucking Chicken half of the motherfucking $1,000 for a motherfucker.
Hold on. So you're not even saying the right names, Kelly. That's the problem now. Shut the fuck up. You can't destroy it all.
Oh, you need to give the right motherfucking name because the girls in the chat room is stupid.
Let me send the story, bitch. Let me send the fuck
out
of the chat.
You are telling them off, Kelly. You are telling them off.
Yeah.
You're saying the wrong fucking name.
Yeah, let me send that.
Relax and make a leave. Wow.
Go ahead,
Bobby. I was saying, I had an event with some business partners. We've been reaching out. I've had no problems reaching out with Chicken Ebony. Chicken Ebony has been very forthcoming. Even Tim has spoken to me. Now, the money has not come to fruition. We owe the money. At this point, I understand what it takes. I have to legally pay it because it is in my name. And then I don't want people to sit here and fall out with me, but I'm just going to have three words, small claims court. Because at this point, we had an event together. It was very successful. You know, I did not feel like talking. I was, but you got my messages. You read the messages. You understand the charges. You accept the charges. I got people charging my credit card for the tables and chairs and all these things. And people don't want to answer the phone. People don't want to pay the money. Or they don't, you know, they don't want to speak English now. If y'all don't want to talk to me another day in my life, I respect that. But this, I really feel as though you should at least text me and say, well, Marcus, where do I mail my money to? Or who do I need to go pay? That's all. You don't have to talk to me ever again in life. I never threw y'all under the bus. And I don't know why, you know, anybody would want to leave me like that.
So, Marcus, who did you throw the ball with?
Econ Revlon, Tim Tim Chanel, and Chicken Ebony.
But you don't have any problems with Chicken Ebony, you said, correct?
And I've spoken to Tim Tim.
So you have the problem with Econ Revlon then?
Yes.
Okay.
But we all have gotten
on
the phone.
Whose name was the contract in?
Mine.
His. Is that his? His credit card being charged. If they were on, their credit card
Well,
because
you know when you rent tables and chairs, you know you have to give them the credit card just in case you don't return them. And luckily we got the damage waiver because there were 10 tables broken. There were 10 tables broken. So the damage waiver covered all the tables. The only thing we had to pay for was some of the chairs that were broken because some of the chairs had blood on them, so they couldn't use them again. You know, and they couldn't get the blood off of them.
Especially when it hit the news, it was a gay event.
Legally, you all held accountable for the damages, but you know, for them to throw the ball with you, in the kindness of their hearts, they should at least help you with something.
Help me with something. Help me with a force.
legally, if you gonna throw a ball with someone. I.e., when me and my sister Jasmine was having our ball together, both of our names was on the contract. So if anything would have happened, we both would have been responsible.
Kelly, first off, I've already contacted a lawyer. Because we actually had an event together, and it was basically a verbal agreement because the profit was split four ways, any expenses that incur can be split between the four people.
Of the profit being spent? Do you have any records of the money being divided in four ways?
Of course.
Okay.
And I have emails, I have Facebook messages, I have people where we accepted the damage on it. Just let me know how much it is, you know, we'll set a due date. And I mean, honestly, the damage is done to that place on Saturday. They were really nice about it because the girls fucked up the pool table, that ping pong table. That place had to shut down for 72 hours. I thought they were going to throw the book at us. But the money that they only requested is really a little bit of money.
It's not even a whole lot of money.
Marcus, if you have verbal agreements and all of these different contracts and emails and stuff, why are we sitting here talking about this? Why you just don't take her to court?
Because first off, Kelly, first thing I have
she's
to
not returning
Kelly,
your messages. She's not returning your messages. She's not returning your phone calls. So basically, she's telling you to kiss her ass.
Well, Kelly,
don't you give her your ass.
Kelly, this was the final. This was just really my final reach out, just so maybe because I'm pretty sure they'll get the message. It wasn't meant to be fierce. It is what it is. You know, I'm going to pay it because at the end of the day, I have to live in Charlotte. You know, these people allowed us to come into their place and they were very gracious to us. I don't want them to have a bad judge of character on me because these people really didn't have to let us stay in there all night like that. Even when the girls was calling the venue trying to get the ball shut down to whatever fag that was, you know, they looked at me in the face and they was like, you know what, you're like a really clean cut guy. You're really like, you're going to be honest with us. So the least thing I can do is make it whole and at least to where they don't lose anything, to where at least they're even. So that's my whole point in doing it. I understand I have to pay it, and when I get back from Chicago, I am going to go there and pay it. I'll get my receipt, and then I'll deal with the consequences of it later. I just can't believe that I have to go to that extreme when I see if the ball had lost money. The ball didn't lose nothing. We did extremely well from the ball. You know, hell, they didn't even have to give the Balenciaga the whole $1,000. I didn't even say that either. You know, they didn't want to.
They didn't want to give the Balenciagas the money?
No, they didn't want to give the Balenciagas the money.
Ooh.
Ooh.
It's all covered up now. Okay.
Oh, wow.
But right. But and because I, and this is the thing, people feel as though now I'm the one being the mean one, but I'm the one that was being chased around by the news cameras. I'm the one that was getting the calls from the police asking, well, what was this and what was going on? I'm the one being harassed, and they walk away with the money when, and, you know, virtually no response, and only, and the response is, well, Marcus, you're the spokesman for the group, so you have to take the bad with the good. I didn't sign up for that. I'm not no spokesman. I'm not the PR person. I didn't get paid extra for that.
No, no. Actually, you are the PR person, Marcus, because you're the one that's been promoting the ball the most.
Yeah, you're the one that comes and you sit here on the radio show, and you're the one that get bashed, and you're the one that get kicked in your motherfucking ass the night of the ball. You're the one running around like a chicken with your motherfucking head cut the fuck off, and everybody else done went home with their $7,200, Mister, and they doing
girl,
nothing.
Kelly,
and they don't give a
stop repeating that number. That number is false too, girl. Where you get these numbers?
Well, Marcus, if you had over 800 people in there, and you split it three motherfucking ways, Marcus. Y'all each went home with 65 something, Marcus.
Well, Kelly,
not including the ball, Marcus.
Well, Kelly, we're not gonna go there.
Okay, Marcus, you said y'all had over 800 people there, so we rounded out to the nearest number. 800 divided by 4, y'all each get 62 and change.
Kelly, there's a few expenses in regards to a ball.
Okay, yeah,
everything
it's a few expenses regarding
profit,
okay. Well, you take out the $1,000 for the DJ, you take out the $450 for Jack, you take out the $250 that y'all give motherfucking Kool-Aid mistake, and then you pay everybody else that was working around. They get about $150 a piece that's working. I've been boss for years, mistake, doing the mathematics.
Well,
Tiffany, are you online?
Too well.
Tiffany, are you online?
I'm here.
Okay. No, are you online?
Oh, no, why? Let me get online, honey. Hold on.
But even back to the point, I just wanted to make sure that even now, like, I'm at a standstill because I have these people that, you know, the ballroom scene in Carolina wants to continue and flourish, but I'm scared that people don't even want to come here. We can have local balls and things like that, but I'm nervous that people don't even want to come here anymore. You know, they're tired of coming here and not, you know.
Well, most
they
people
don't
got a chance to compete. They don't. What? They don't. And the listeners is hitting my red phone, and they hit in my inbox, and they don't want to hear this bullshit anymore.
Well, tell them they can hang up, and they call back on Monday.
No, they want the Monday night cast to hang up and get back to their Tuesday night show.
Well, you can hang up, girl.
But they don't want to hear you. You're the main person they don't want to hear.
No, girl, they really don't want to hear you. They probably have a lot to hear.
Trust me.
Kelly,
any more callers?
Wait a minute. They have a lot of time to say the person who cut the lights out on you and smacked you, Marcus.
Oh, there's a lot of callers.
What did you say?
Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes, private caller, you're on the air.
Yes, I have just two questions
concerning
tonight's topic. Yes. First, I'm a first-time caller and first-time listener of the show. Due to the enormous amount of media attention that was focused on the North Carolina brawl, is this a great opportunity, in your opinion, for the elders of the ballroom community to come together and send out a united statement condemning violence and also encouraging the positive aspects of the ballroom scene?
They can't even work together as a collective unit to take and nominate people and pit orders and stuff together. Ballroom scene. How do you think they're gonna come together as a united front with the violence?
And,
I mean, honestly,
question.
Some of them can't even control their own houses, so.
I mean, that being said, no, because there are people that actually work. I mean, you have the good and the bad. Because you do have the people that are kind of work on it, like James Icon, Tony Milan, Stewart. You have people who actually are trying to do something.
Tony Revlon, yeah.
It takes time for them to do it. It takes time. So, I mean, you
know
do have people that are working
I think
on
it's
it,
time.
Honestly.
I think it's time for the elders to pass it on to the younger generation, and they lead by watching them, like they can counsel and guidance them. But honestly, like, I think when they took over the ballroom scene, like what happened was all these people were dying from AIDS and, you know, going to jail. So they were left in charge of this ballroom scene. They had a big responsibility. But now it's time for them to let go and let other people lead, because what's going to happen is that when they go away for whatever purposes, because, you know, we all going to die, that you're going to basically lead the ballroom scene in the same state they were in when they were young and they had to take it over. So why not give? You see all these houses now getting young parents. You're giving them young, you're making these people parents, but you're really not even allowing them to do anything. You're just giving them titles with no, without any authority and without even teaching them how to run their house or run their chapter and do what they want to do. So, I mean,
why would they pass it on to the young leaders, the young generation? Look what they did to your ball in North Carolina. Those are two young leaders.
Hello?
Hey, look, yeah. This came up. Yeah. This somebody just hit my line and said, "Isn't Econ the same one who cut the lights out the night you got smacked, and the same person who threatened you at the DC ball, saying he wanted to fight you? So why would you expect him to pay any money towards anything?"
Hello, hello.
I don't believe. I'm going to call a spade. He turned the lights out. I really don't. I really don't believe he turned the lights out. I do believe that whatever, there was a freak of nature and it happened because the lights went out on the whole street. So that's a lot of power. We've had our differences, but we've had our differences in regards to the events that we've had together and then, like, the outcomes. I'm a very fair individual. That's how I look at it. I don't want people to think of me as Marcus, whoever, whatever house I'm in at the time when I'm having a ball, because I want people to know whether I'm whoever or whatever, they're going to be treated fair, because that's what people enjoy. All of that bringing girlfriends back and overturning shops and, you know, none of that happens when I'm involved in the ball. So some people feel as though their houses should get not an unfair advantage. They should get slight advantages. You know, we have different philosophies on it. But at the end of the day, I believe people support me because I'm a fair person. When you come to the ball, if you win, you're going to get your money. If you deserve to lose, you're going to lose, and that's it.
Okay. And question. If you and him have had so many differences in the past and he's threatened to beat you up, why would you even have a ball with him in the first place?
Well, I'll be honest with you. This year, I was not even going to be a part of the Carolina Awards ball.
Catching hell.
Okay,
what happened? You
are,
acting the same. Tiffany, you acting him the same.
Hello.
Every year. Well, hold on. Y'all say that, but it's really hard to. This is the thing. No matter how you look at it, me, Tim, and Econ started the first. This version of the Carolina Awards Ball. So it's really hard to throw somebody out of something that they helped start. Now, this year, when Tim approached us about the ball, I literally told Tim, I said, "No, Tim, I'm not doing the ball." Tim was like, "Well, Marcus, you know, I understand that, bro. It was a lot last year." And it was. And he said, "Well, Marcus, let me just think about it." So what happened was it was originally only three people. If you saw the original alert flyer that came out, it only had three people names on it, me, Tim, and Chickens. And that was because Econ had not given Tim a final answer on it. So we had went ahead and already wrote the categories. We found the place. We decided how much money we were giving away. We hired, you know, our commentators, our DJ, and all of that. We went on. Well, what happened? Yeah. So then
private
what ends up happening is that once the alert flyer comes out, that's really fucking disrespectful. I don't sit here.
I'm the one that's fucking singing. It's a Kiki show, and we have been talking about this ball for
y'all be Kiki, but guess what, J-Rock? Everything you talk about
is not
a Kiki. What the fuck? Like, that's so fucking disrespectful. If you don't want to hear it, hang the fuck up.
It's a Kiki, ha, hee. Like they laughing in the room.
Okay,
now.
Okay, you know what? Switchboard, I need mute now. Switchboard, I need mutes now. Everyone, muted.
Well, I'm not muted yet, and the switch and the room is agreeing with me. Thank you, the listeners.
No, they're saying.
The Kiki Show.
Wait, I just came back from taking a loud one. Wait, what was it?
I told y'all they was reading, honey.
Thank you.
Who cares if they read? They're not. They're the people on the computer.
Baby, it matters to read.
Y'all can be here.
Can we go to callers?
Hold on. What those bitches
say? It matters if they read.
You never know who they are. They sit behind a computer.
It doesn't matter if they sit behind a computer. Without them sitting behind the computer listening to the show, saying it would just be a bunch of girls sitting on this phone line just listening and talking.
That's fine. Who the fuck are you getting paid for this show?
Cool. We can do that on our personal time, Miss Saint. We here to entertain the audience, and the audience don't want to hear this anymore. They're tired of
this. These bitches, so you update their pictures on BGC and Jack, then maybe they'll get some company. They can trick enough few other people, bitch.
Marcus, take the girls to court, Marcus, and get your motherfucking change. And the next time when you have the board next year, make sure y'all all go in there with your identifications and y'all all sound the contracts together as a collective.
Well, honey, you, baby, y'all must be in Carolina Woods Ball, must under new management, honey. I don't know who
you said. You said what?
I don't know about that. I guess. I don't know. That must be under new management.
Oh, well, I don't know, but when me and my sister was doing the BBB ball, we went together, we signed the contract together as sisters. It wasn't just me just doing it, and we did it together. If you're going to do something with somebody as a collective group, everybody's name should be on the contract so everybody can be accountable for all the damages and everything that's going to happen. Then you wouldn't have to deal with these problems.
Well,
everybody should be in this game and not just Chiefs, okay?
Right, but do we have any callers?
Yes, there's a whole lot of them. A whole
Ooh,
lot.
Work. We got them on the phone. We got the catfish profiles on the phone.
Call the caller, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air, love.
Just want to sound like...
Speak up, sweetie. Who do you love?
I love you too, baby. Thank you for reaching out.
No,
Kelly,
did he say Kelly? No, Kelly.
Kelly, I don't
think he didn't say you.
Yes, he said Kelly, I love you.
How the fuck did you hear him?
I have very good ears, Miss Thing. I tune out bullshit when people are talking bullshit because I don't speak bullshit. So when people speaking bullshit, I can hear bullshit. I can hear real over bullshit.
Okay, what's
and
the other caller?
Bullshit, because he don't even know you. But do we have another caller?
Yeah. 814-431. You're live on the air.
Kelly, bitch. First of all, bitch, I am not a young leader, and then part of the fight was not started by two young leaders. We're both over 30 years old. Young leaders are over 25, under 25 years old. I am over 30 years old, Miss Thing. So two to something. So
yeah,
leader,
but my leader.
Honestly,
I got a
question.
Honey.
Hey,
okay. Glad you went there because my two leaders had the common courtesy, even though they did fight. They had the common courtesy and the decency to wait until the ball was
over.
Make sure that it wasn't a...
Make sure you put them out. I don't give a fuck. Don't speak about me being no young leader because what I'm not is young. That's first of all. Second of all, what your leaders did, they still fought, no matter whether it was at a ball or not. And second of all, you as an older leader yourself, you don't matter to hear nobody fuck you or cause the confusion anytime you feel like it, you want to either.
Yes, she did, Kelly. What ball did I tear up? Was the ball shut down or was the ball over?
Overwood and some little young butch queen in drags tried to disrespect me. Was the ball shut down? Was the ball shut down, Vanna? Vanna, was the ball shut down?
Hold on.
We put Vanna back on hold, okay? And we're going to ask the question, okay? Was the motherfucking ball shut down, okay? Or was the ball over and some young butch queen in drag tried to disrespect me? No, it's two different things, okay? The ball was over, we was on our way leaving out, and she disrespected me, okay? I was talking to somebody, she disrespected me, and my lover at the time was a butch, told her to watch her mouth talking to his wife like that, and she tried to get crazy with my lover, and that's where it went. The ball was never shut down. The ball was over. We was walking out the door. The cops was never called. No weapons or anything was never brought out, Vanna. No chairs or nothing was never thrown. So don't ever compare my story to what happened in North Carolina, because nobody
wait,
was never
Kelly,
no chairs
believe
was never thrown. No tables was never launched across the table.
Hold on now, Kelly. You have done that before now. Don't act like you have. Anthony's ball in New York City, Kelly. Do not act like.
Fucking five, because some bitches is getting out of control, and I gotta check
you,
motherfucking hoe. Now I'm gonna bring Vanna back on. Did everybody heard my side of the story and her Vanna side of the story? It's not no comparison ever to my story.
Kelly, you said you never threw tables and chairs and taser. Did you not have taser and threw tables and chairs at Roy Ebony's
ball
in New York City?
No, I never, Marcus. I have never. Marcus, yes, I get loud.
Post that video.
Yes, I Marcus, but I have never do tables and chairs and all types of motherfucking shit. Check my motherfucking history. I don't come like that, Miss Say. Yes, since I got my work, I have been carrying my taser around, Marcus, but my motherfucking dick beaters work very well. Okay, I don't need a motherfucking weapon, bitch. I'll knock a motherfucking bitch out with my motherfucking hands and a motherfucking pair of stilettos, bitch. Check my motherfucking record, okay? What happened in North Carolina is no comparison to what happened in motherfucking Youngstown. So I dare you motherfucking bitches try to motherfucking compare that.
Kelly, listen, I wasn't there. I don't know what happened. I'm going to say this to you. You are carrying, girl. Calm down.
Listen.
It's my time to shine.
In London, are you on?
I believe she's listening. Do we need her?
Bitch, I'm going to have to take a mole shot so I can soften up like some of you other girls, Miss Day, because y'all making me feel real hard tonight, Miss Day. I'm really getting it, Miss
Day. Can I ask my last question so I can go? Kelly, did you show the
video?
Kelly, why are you yelling? Let him answer his question and we can get over with.
Nobody don't want to hear about your motherfucking lawsuit and the girls
I asked about no lawsuit. I'm asking, did you sell the video?
Nobody don't want to hear that dick. The girls don't want to hear that dick.
Kelly, did you sell the video?
Yo, bitch, I ain't sell no motherfucking video, bitch. I need to sell no motherfucking video, bitch. And I'm doing hard and battle for motherfucking money, bitch. I'll call my motherfucking sister Jasmine, and she'll motherfucking green dot me something or wire me something. I don't need to sell no motherfucking video to do a motherfucking thing, bitch. If I'm hard up for something, bitch, my sister got me, bitch, so I got a safe that's full of motherfucking diamonds, bitch. I'll take it to the pawn shop and pawn something.
No, but is Alexis still on the line? Because they're having this,
her phone got disconnected, but she back.
They're having this diving TV show for the biggest dive. I believe she can do a nice belly flop.
Whatever.
Mark is waiting in the host queue. He got disconnected.
Mark's been back on for the longest.
Mark's been back on for the long. I'm gagging at you, fucking Marcus. All this motherfucking hostility and anger that you got towards me and Alexis and throwing shots at us mistake. You need to be taken out on those bitches when you running around like
whoa,
a chicken
whoa.
On Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for the fucking ball.
Well, it should be no hostility towards me, and we can discuss that later. And I don't even know what happened while the hostility was towards me. But Kelly, Vonna, neither Dante threw no chairs.
Right.
It started from now.
Neither one of them threw chairs. I can wrap.
Yeah. So that's what I'm like, and that's why I said.
So there
in my
is
room.
A comparison. So Kelly, basically, bottom line, both of you both fought at balls. Period. So
they didn't fight. They didn't fight, London.
London, I haven't had a fight. I haven't had a fight at a ball in years, London.
Kelly has been raising hell at balls for years. Getting up, running up on judges' panels, talking shit, scaring motherfucking judges, having motherfuckers scared that they think she's going to fight them. I used to think I was going to have to come to New York and fight this big bitch. Many times.
Yeah, me running up on people and yelling and screaming and cursing, and bitch, it ain't got nothing to do with motherfucking a fight or altercation to say.
You have to realize, look at your house is not that type of house that's going to throw that chair in their fucking body.
Let me tell you something, okay? When it comes to motherfucking, when it comes to my motherfucking kid, and somebody that I call my child, mistake, and I respect what they do on the floor and off the floor, mistake, I'm not going to let anybody motherfucker try them, Miss Thing. Bitch, I'm going to come out there and I'm going to say it like it is. And I even do it, Miss Thing, when I see judges. Now, and I don't even do it when it's one of my kids voguing or walking runway. I wait until it's another house kid's doing it, and I go and tell their leader, look at this judge. They're not doing what they're supposed to do. They're not paying no attention to your child. And then I go motherfucking check them. It don't even be for my kids. So let's get the facts right.
Right, so Alexis, Mother Goo Goo, can I ask you a question? I believe you said that Vonna and Dante didn't fight, so why are they on band waiting list for the band list?
Ain't nobody been in
the band. Damn, on the band waiting list for the band list?
Hold on one second.
I'm still here. Like I said, ain't nobody fought Kelly. If you're going to say something, say it correct. We do the same thing at balls. So, bitch, don't come for me because I didn't send for you. That's all I'm saying.
No, we don't do the same thing at balls, Vonna. Because when I storm Vonna, I still have my heels and my punch and my...
I do too.
You be barefooted. You be ready to mow the girl.
Bitch, I want to. Not because a bitch make me. That's the difference. I come out because, bitch, I paid a lot for them, and I'm not going to ruin them. But it's not happen, so, bitch, I pick them off, and I put them to the side. Because I can fight barefoot. I'm from Detroit, honey. I can fight in any element, any weather, anything, because that's the kind of bitch I am. And I can take them off at any given point. So we do the same thing.
Since 11:45, mistake. Ballroom Throwbacks has we motherfucking retired.
Why is that, Kelly? Now we have you on the phone. Why is he retiring?
Right.
Baby,
can't deal with all. He can't deal with all the fighting and all the carrying on and all the stuff.
Bro,
never
okay, that was
I mean,
a PC answer.
Is he like a retire, or is he like, you know, coming back for a return machine?
Like a Jay-Z retire.
Charlie, that was a PC version. Alexis, give us the real version. Why is he retiring?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't spoke to Caesar. I wish him all the
best. Caesar has not paid Alexis another $150, so she can't say anything.
Bitch!
Oh, yes. No, you mean she can say something now. She hasn't got paid.
Actually, Jason, I do have a paid engagement that will be coming up, so I will be speaking freely when that comes around.
Oh, so that's what, okay. So, Kelly, he's just tired of the fighting and stuff?
I haven't spoke to Caesar. I didn't know anything about him retiring.
He's tired of all the fighting and all the carrying on that's been going on at balls, and the balls being shut down and not completing and everything, and it's becoming a toll on him and everything. And so he's taking a break for some time. Ballroom Throwbacks, the YouTube page is still up, but the Facebook page is down.
It seems that he got locked up the other day. Is that the reason why?
Oh, shit.
Oh, that's not true. I spoke to Caesar today.
Thank you.
Caesar's been in the house with the flu since he came back.
I know. Okay. All right. That's cool. So just this one particular fight is what upset him. Not, I guess it's a combination of things, correct?
Just combination. It's just a combination of things that's been going on. Me and him had a long discussion today, honey. I read him and everything, bitch, because nobody don't know. About 5 months ago, I was ready to give it up, and him and Jasmine read me, okay? I was ready to give it all up, and him and Jasmine read me, and they come 5 months circle. Now he's gone.
But, Kelly, you have to understand being gone every weekend and to only go for one purpose and then to not even to see that purpose come through, it's disheartening, especially when you're paying your money for, you know, to get there. And, you know, I mean, that's just a chance you take. And when you take all those chances weeks and week after week after week, it's disheartening. I understand.
But what?
Huh?
I think the ballroom needs a break.
It's no shade. I think the ballroom needs to take a 6 month break. For real, for real.
So, Kelly, did you get that call for your house? Did you get your call about see if your house will participate in a 6 month break? Kelly.
I'm sorry.
Did you guys get that call about if your house will participate in a 6 month break for ballroom?
No, nobody has my phone number.
Yes, got me the break.
Baby, we're taking a
yes for the break.
I think that will be so good. I really do.
Yeah, because I know that what's his name? Derek? Is that Derek?
If y'all think that ballroom is violent, it's gonna be some beat up on the street, ball club, ballroom, rocking bitches in them clubs. Some girls are gonna be so itchy and so antsy, they're gonna be fucking each other up in the street. Y'all will gang, and y'all stop being bold.
I know. I really think that it will be a good thing. I think after the New York City Awards Ball, I think the ballroom needs to go on break until the first of the year.
How is it going to be a break, Kelly, when it's 6 balls before the New York Awards Ball?
Right.
Well, maybe if the house is going to break, those people that's having balls, bitch, they would gag.
They're talking about taking a break soon, Kelly. So any balls that would be happening soon would be the ones that would be taken apart. You know what I'm saying? Because they're talking about.
There are no many balls. Get into this. You got the Chicago Awards Ball. You got Texas Florida Ball. You got the Capitol Awards Ball. You got the Virginia Awards Ball. Then you got the New York Awards Ball, too. And they all 2 weeks apart. Every ball is 2 weeks apart.
So, wait, is
the New York City Awards
Ball
moved again?
6 months from now?
That's not to June.
Oh, okay. So if the New York, if you take the New York City Awards Ball off, there's 4 balls back in 2 weeks.
Well, baby,
who the fuck is going to tell somebody they can't spend their own money to go to a ball?
Hey,
right, exactly, Alexis.
No.
If y'all, I'll tell you not to go.
It's just Derek that's coming up, and he's like, he's contacting houses, and, you know, I kind of sort of, the way things are going, I kind of sort of agree that maybe there should be a break.
Listen, this is what I don't understand. Motherfuckers can't even come together to do simple shit, but you mean to tell me y'all gonna let somebody come and tell you that you can't throw a function? Are y'all fucking serious?
Alexis, that might bring everything better.
No, but what
we taking advantage of all.
It don't matter. I mean, it don't matter to me because I don't go like that. But I'm like, you. I mean, when
Marcus,
like,
let me ask you a question. If you had a ball set up, and this 6 month break fell into the time you were having a ball, would you stop having your ball?
Yes, I would. That's what I have event insurance for. I'll cancel.
My house now.
That's not, you know what, because that's
there's
not
a ball
true.
That I'm supposed to have for my birthday with Marco and Rodney. I stopped, you know, now, because I do
thing,
think something
fair.
Needs to be done.
It's not fair to the people who have already put all their hard
like
work
exactly.
and time and energy into having their function.
Oh,
you
motherfuckers don't
stop.
Put no effort and energy into balls no more.
I mean, Marcus,
they
stop,
fire.
Because you, Marcus,
they don't
Marcus,
print, no,
Marcus,
they don't even print out a
Marcus,
flyer. They put it on Facebook.
It's no shade, but Harold, a Capital Awards boy, is always cute. No shade.
Well,
and
I agree,
be
and I believe, and I have to believe, and those are, this is the thing, if the ballroom is going to take a break, I think the people that already have their flyers out should be able to have their ball. After that, there should be, we're not accepting any new flyers, and maybe it'll even need to be a 6 month break. Maybe it needs to be a 3 month break. And during that time, we could do other things. Maybe we have, remember we used to do kickball in D.C.?
They still do.
That.
They still have kickball in D.C.
Right, but I mean, like, to where it's
yeah,
more regularly.
We still do kickball when we have, like, Memorial Day weekend. We still have kickball there.
Going on is that we all getting a little bit of too much each week. I think we need to give each other a break.
Why?
I mean,
and
I,
then
I,
the creation, I mean, honest with you, the creation of Vogue Nights,
so
and then you got Rumbles. It's too much. Now, the people that would hurt, we need to call a spade a spade. The people that would hurt if balls went away for 6 months are some promoters who only promote balls.
Yes,
in 6 months, they probably
that,
be
that,
evicted.
That 6 month break can't apply to something that goes on every week, though.
How? Yeah, but see, that's the problem.
It would have to
so
be.
Go,
it would have to. It would have to go
have
for
to
that
everything.
Too. A break's a break, regardless. I mean, it doesn't
have to change the person that's throwing the event. Collectively, it changes the houses not being able to go. So that's how you rebel.
Baby, I don't even think they should be. Let me. They even have this thing like in certain parts of North Carolina. They have a club, and at the end of the club, they have 4 and 5 categories. That's foolishness too. Stop all of that. I thought the meaning of a ball was, you know, to be exciting and rare. You have it every week. What's the point?
Well, it's a money gimmick. You know that. So, I mean.
This is the point. Clubs aren't even making that much money off of balls anymore. By the time
well,
they pay a commentator
every
and all
week,
this,
you know, like, no one really cares about going to the next
have
one.
Have y'all seen Vogue Nights? Vogue Nights don't be crowded like that no more. Every now
no,
and then.
Crowded,
that's a motherfucking lie mistake because she was dead packed.
Every now and then, Kelly. Every now and then.
Baby, last night and
every
last
time I went, it has been less than 30 people there.
So, baby,
and
baby,
I
last
I just go a fucked up night.
Yeah, last night and the week before last, baby, she was packed on motherfucking toe.
And maybe Monday's a better night for them. But, I mean, if the ballroom scene is going to do it. But let's not give special exemptions to certain people.
Oh.
And they're not going to be any balls for 6 months. Then they're not be any balls for 6 months. And, you know, let the girls do what they do.
Somebody said if they stop balls, itches will be broke. So, that's what they were saying.
Damn it.
Well, no.
Bitches will be broke, hungry, homeless.
That's
but
wrong.
I need to get my 30%.
Man, so is it, bro. So, question, Kelly, this came through my inbox. Maybe you can't answer it. Maybe it should be see that. Do people get paid for the YouTube clips? Or does it get paid on how many views are shown? Or is it just up there? Because you get paid for advertisements that come on there. How does that work?
Oh, I don't know. I can't
so
answer that.
The commercial, when you pay for YouTube thing and you have a contract with YouTube, the commercials that play that you get to skip the ads, that's how you,
every time someone views those commercials, that's how you get paid. And then they click on the commercial, and you get paid more double for them clicking, viewing the commercial and for them actually going to the ad site of the commercial. That's how you get paid.
You also get paid per subscriber, right?
Right.
Per
subscriber,
yeah,
every time.
Yeah.
Per subscriber, every time somebody views a clip, every time somebody, the advertisement, they pay you for the advertisement. So just imagine how much people make when you have like a full page with all these clips on it.
Oh, so you do get paid. Okay. Because somebody just hit me in the box, and my ex and asked me that. Okay. So you do get paid from the YouTube clips.
It's not a lot.
Yeah.
It's not a lot. Don't think like it's like, you know, hundreds of dollars. But, I mean, they add up for each click. So.
Right.
Okay.
So just think about all them clips that you watch that got like 100,000 likes. That shit does add up. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on now.
Yeah, that does add up. That's a lot of coin.
Even if it's only 25 cents, you got to think about 110,000 at 25 cents.
It's probably more like less than a penny, though, Mark.
Yeah, it's like 2 cents or something. Like, it's not a lot of money. It's like.
With a lot of money, if you get 5 million views, doesn't it?
You say it's not a lot of money, but still, even if it's less than a penny, you got 100,000 views for one clip, and you got a whole subscription load of clips that people
right.
And you got to think
about over a million. You
got
to think about over a million views at 1 cent a view. And then it goes to 5 million and 10. You know what I mean? So you got to think about it. It does really add up.
Well, good life. I'll retire too for a minute. No shade.
No, I mean, it's not even that. I mean, shit. Everybody, I agree with the 6 month break. Y'all do need a break, but we all know that's not going to happen. So, I mean, who's going to Chicago is the question. Who's going to Chicago?
You said what?
I said, who's going to Chicago?
I'm going only because Tayana's my sister.
Right.
Are you going to Chicago? No, I was asking Kelly, is she going to Chicago?
Kelly?
Am I going to Chicago?
I don't know. I mean,
as long as Vaughn ain't come and fight it and take it off her shoes, I'm going to Chicago.
Any more callers, Kelly?
240-350. You're live on the air.
Listening.
Okay, thank you for just listening, baby.
I love you, Kelly.
I like you more.
And
did you hear that?
Yes, we
heard
that. Maybe
you should call on Monday to tell Kelly that.
Did you hear that, Miss London?
Kelly.
Oh, now Miss London gone now. She ain't hear that.
Kelly.
Honey, hold on. 404.
Sweetie, I heard that, sweetie.
Okay. 404-204. You're live on the air. 404-205. You're live on the air. Okay. Dexter, you're live on the air. Dexter, you're live on the air.
Just listening.
Okay, Dexter.
No,
thanks.
Dexter. Hey,
hello,
Dexter.
What's up,
hey,
y'all?
Hey, Dexter.
What's going on?
I miss
Can
you, Dexter.
I get in the underground?
I really read the... Huh?
Can I get in the underground?
I'm not in the underground.
Girl, you left. Girl, don't sit on this radio and give all that respect, girl, because I will read shit out you again.
Cold.
You know what? We're not going to do this on the radio.
So is there not a new
Dexter,
underground? Is there a new one?
Hello?
I don't know.
You know what? The girls are shit the table. Yes, they did. Naima's suspicions were correct. Alexis did start a new group, and the only way you could have gotten in is if we all, the three administrators, voted yes. There was a lot of people names that never came back up. But, yes, it was only like 11 or 12 people in the group. I don't know who's in there now since I left. And it was in
the
line.
The same people that was in there bitch when you left just a few days ago, Marcus. Girl, stop playing.
Girl, I don't know. I thought maybe they ran with it after I left.
No, bitch, you was the only one that hit it, girl. You'll be back in about a week.
No, I'm not. because this is what I say. If people go take what I say and put it out there anyway, I might as well just make my comments publicly. Ain't no reason to put it in no private group. Hold on, y'all. Alexis,
honey,
really shook the table.
Clean in the buttermilk.
Well, you know, mm-hmm. I'm not being funny, Marcus, but you know, if somebody did cut, copy, and paste something that you posted up in there, it's because they know that you're not going to retaliate, like, or do anything about it. You know what I'm saying? So therefore,
but only thing I can
you,
do is
what,
read
what I'm
them.
Saying is this: what I'm saying, if you bold enough to pay, to, if you bold enough
to write it, I'm
on something,
repeated.
or make a post. Then you should be bold enough to handle whatever comes behind it.
Well, I do, and that's why. But hold on, that's the point. What's the point I was having, and that's why I left the group. If I have a comment to make, I'll make it publicly on my Facebook page or my regular page, and I'll just suffer the consequences that come with it. Because the problem that I have is people don't even go back and take it back right. They don't even take it back right. They're putting their own spin to it. They, you know, case in point, Alexis, you hear?
Yes, I'm here.
So remember you called Selvin and told Selvin that
no,
I ran her by the deposit?
Hold on. I didn't call Selvin. I was on the phone reading with Vonna because I was mad because you was going off in the
Ballroom
group.
Vonna
called. I said, bitch, she's ashamed of my game.
Yeah, but she didn't call. She didn't call Selvin. Vonna clicked Selvin in on the line.
Oh no! I have it.
Selvin was in my hotel room with me. I didn't click Selvin in on line, Kelly, bitch.
Y'all had to flip it up on me acting like I was reading Selvin when I asked Selvin if she read the comments at Charlo.
Selvin.
You know, but then hold on, and then you know, who else did you? I don't know. I really. Well, that's what you do when you get mad at people, Alexis. You take their words, you take some of their words, and mesh them together to get other people mad at them.
Well, that is the word game. I mean, that is the gossip game. You tell one person something, they go and tell somebody else different.
But
I mean,
hold on, this is the thing. She means take it back.
When somebody is turning it, bitch, you turn it. That's what it gives me.
Hold on.
It,
but you taking something. This is my
point.
Actually,
Marcus, I didn't even remember verbatim what was said. That's why I couldn't repeat it the right way.
Why? You just too mad whatever you could say back, right? Right. But you just enough to start controversy.
I mean,
you
was
not you know when they call
when bitch,
my phone,
listen,
you know, I
Marcus,
gave them
when a bitch starts to attack you, what do? You hit that bitch.
Ain't nobody trying to attack you.
Yeah,
who trying to attack you? This was my problem. I said I was going to do a tell-all on Monday. Y'all don't know what I was coming on the radio to say. Y'all bitches on me. Y'all must be got some dirty-ass secrets.
No, because Marcus,
bitch,
you
y'all went into threat
to
card
in the
Zulu.
You fake bitch. And I can't ask you, Marcus, how did I be so fake to
you?
This
means
who? We didn't even transpire.
I need to get these in all the colors.
This is before any of that even transpired, Marcus.
I need to get all of these in all the different colors.
For the big cakes?
Let's get back. Hold on, did we address the whole war and refrigerator thing?
Bitch, girl, what y'all addressing it for? What does it matter, bitch? It ain't motherfucking true, Miss Sally.
Hold on, but Kelly, how do you feel that you only told two people that fake story and the story got out?
Bitch, I really don't give a fuck.
Okay, well, since we're going to address the story.
Take it all the way then, Marcus. Don't half-step it, bitch.
Okay.
Take it all the way.
Since we're going to address the story, let's go ahead and go back. Kelly came on the radio a few weeks ago to say she had a bad day. She said she
right.
had a up under the bed. We all was on the phone. I was like, girl, what's wrong? She
well,
said
I remember
something
that.
About the phone. Do y'all remember that, right?
Yeah, I remember that.
Right.
Remember and then she started talking in Aga and stuff like that. I remember
right.
that, too.
Exactly. She even said, she said, only spark A to alcohol. She said all that on the phone.
Right.
So when we got on the call, she broke it down because I couldn't understand all the shit coming back to back. So she told us what happened. Marcus hit me up and said, girl, is Kelly food stamps off? I was like, I don't
weeks
know.
Weeks later. Maybe weeks later.
Weeks, right. Weeks later.
Weeks later.
Said, huh?
I asked weeks later. I said, is Kelly food stamps off? Is she okay?
And I said, I don't know. Maybe because of if she has a warrant. Marcus said,
and I
heard
said,
it
oh, can they do that?
Hold
why,
on.
Why? I said,
I heard. Hold on, Marcus. I heard it's two. Marcus asked me what was Kelly's name. I said, I don't remember. I mean, not her name. He asked me something about, because he had pulled up something. I can't remember exactly what it was.
Well, no. I already knew Kelly's name. I didn't need that information.
No, it was something you asked me, and I said, I don't know. You sent me the link.
First I asked, was she okay? Then I said, what does it have to do with? And that's when you picked up the phone and gave me the story.
Right. I
didn't call all of them, but I didn't call about no warrant. I called to ask, was Kelly okay?
I said, why you asked me that? You said, because her food stamps is off. I said, well, maybe it's because
off.
Of the warrant. They, in the state of New York, bitch, they will cut your food stamps off because you have a warrant.
Hold on,
and see, I didn't know that. Not Kelly, back to you. How do you feel that you only told the particular story that got out to two people?
Hold on, because I don't feel no type of way to say, you know, it wouldn't let me do it on the radio show.
Yeah.
It wouldn't let me do it on my house phone yesterday because I couldn't dial the number in. But I'm a dial a number right now on my cell phone, and I'm into my card number.
Because
trust me, I know what a felony warrant can do for you when you're on public assistance.
Thank you, Kelly.
Came home from jail, Miss Thing, and I was looking for an apartment and doing the things I was doing. I had a felony warrant in Atlanta,
you back out here in Long Island.
Wait, hold on. Let me put that on hold.
Hold on, bitch. I don't think nobody working no ad. Well, you put me each other.
Okay. I already know what a felony warrant can do to you, baby. I got my motherfucking check, baby, when I was in L.A., bitch, okay, and I got my food stamps, and I used them when I came back home, baby, and I'm going to be getting my food stamps next week, Monday, and Alexis get hers on motherfucking Tuesday.
No. Calm your nerves, bitch.
Okay, I get my food stamps on Monday. Just get hers on Tuesday.
Alexis, why should we throw you under the bus, Alexis?
Since we've been very open about the situation, Kelly, that was not the question. So we're going to ask you.
Marcus, we're not going into my story and how I feel, Marcus, because we're not going into your story and you give a name. So we're not going to do that, Marcus. We're going to play your game. We're going to do this the Oprah Winfrey.
Oh, no, but see, I know the name. See, the point is, Kelly, you told the story to two people. Whether the story is true or not, who cares? The point is, you're telling the story. And the
questions
story
about it.
So the girls do care.
In all honesty, the girl did say Kelly had a warrant because that's what it was. She said she was all out of L.A. Remember, Corey even came to the group and was like, "Mother, I heard you have a warrant for something." Remember that?
And where I've been at for the last motherfucking week. Walking my fat ass around Manida, just cooked me some motherfucking steak and motherfucking potatoes and some motherfucking corn, drinking up my motherfucking water in my house, laying in my motherfucking bed. Girl, bitch, please. Girl, stop it. Marcus, you want to know, you trying to shake the table, Marcus? Why are you trying to shake the table?
I ain't trying to shake the table, girl.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not, girl.
Marcus, you trying to shake
Kelly.
Because you want to know how did I feel? Because only person that knew that the story was made up was my sister, and the only person that knew the story besides my sister Jasmine making up the story, the only people that knew the story was motherfucking Alexis Ivana. So you want to know how do I feel that all these other people is going with this story?
Right. That your friend turned you and told your story.
How did we turn her? I didn't tell her.
You repeated the story.
Get me out of there.
Somebody, hold on. If she only told two people a story, and the story got out, then guess what? If one of y'all told a story.
And listen, Marcus, most people, Didn't I just say Kelly came on the radio and said the police came to her house?
Oh, no, no, no. That's not the part I'm talking about. The part I'm talking about is specifically the Butch going to the store to get the phone fixed.
I told you that, bitch.
Hey, thank you. But that's the part
on,
she never told
no
on the radio.
It was no, listen, it was no
now
secret.
Now you're trying to take
it. Secret. Kelly, do you want to tell her the truth? Do you want to tell her the part?
It doesn't matter to me, neither here nor there. Shit.
It don't matter to me, bitch, because I'm sitting here in my motherfucking house, bitch. I've been sitting here in my house since I got back from L.A. I've been sitting in my house since I got back from North Carolina. I'm going to sit here.
Kelly, when Kelly came on the radio, it said the only thing that was a secret was that the boy when it went to the phone, get his phone fixed, came back. And that's when the warrant came up. That's the only secret. He went to jail. That was the only secret. Was that supposed to be the secret?
Well,
everything else Kelly said on the radio.
Well, right, but that's the part, because, see, the whole part about her having a warrant and then all of that, that's the part that was supposedly the secret or not true. But the whole part about the Butch, that's the story she made up, allegedly, to tell you and Varda. But
okay,
that's the story they got out.
What was the big secret?
Well, Kelly, what's the big secret, Kelly?
It ain't no motherfucking secret. I want to know what the secret is, too.
I didn't think it was no
secret. Well, why did you only tell two people? Why didn't you tell the rest of the story on the radio?
Why did I tell the what rest of the story on the radio? Excuse me.
Who the fuck?
Well, y'all, on that note,
I'm falling asleep.
I'm going to have me one of these steak and eggs.
Are you still in Vegas losing your money?
I'm not losing anything, Kelly. In fact, would you like me to treat you to dinner this weekend in Chicago?
You sure can, Ani. I don't want you to
Come
lose.
On,
I don't
you
want
sure you got no confidence.
Excuse
What'd
me.
You say?
I don't eat like that, baby. You got the wrong big mizzle. That's Kool-Aid.
Yeah,
baby, because how he was picking up them crab legs and Vegas.
Girl, Tiffany, why was I just thinking about that when you said that?
Oh, he picked up crab
legs
with his hand.
Way she was eating those crab legs and motherfucking in L.A., bitch, she took the whole motherfucking pan when they brought them out?
I thought it was in Vegas.
Well, at least she took the pan, because this time she had a whole line behind her, and she just put her hands in the pan, and you know how they got the tongs for you to get them out, you know? She just put her hands in there and grabbed it, and the white people behind her said, "No, ma'am, Pam, bring out a fresh bag. You do not want that."
Did y'all see how she took the chicken off that bone in Dallas? Did she order a 10-piece?
All right, y'all not going to do a round table on my mother now, all right.
I'm just saying, we just said she liked to eat.
Okay, all right, enough, because y'all about to do a round table now.
Kelly, when you get to town?
I'll be in town on Thursday.
Kelly,
oh,
you
okay,
call
well,
me?
Let me know. I'll take you to the seafood buffet.
Baby, I'll be in town on Thursday.
Why you got to go to a buffet?
Alexis, wait, hold on, Alexis.
Yes.
Oh, girl, you remember when me and you, Ivana, was online, girl, like a week and a half ago, and I seen the leather vest?
Yeah.
Oh, I went and I stole two of the leather vests. I stole these white skinny jeans, new colorful skinny jeans, Miss Day, and I stole this other muumuu today. I was out today, girl, working. Oh, girl, we got to go. They got some new pieces, Alexis. We got to go.
Yeah,
don't get quiet now, Alexis.
Y'all still, that is so amazing.
Lord, I just hope nobody listening.
Okay. Alexis wanna get quiet now, girl. Don't get quiet. Don't text the red phone now, Alexis, bitch. Talk about
girl,
where we going.
Read the message and shut the fuck up.
Okay, she texted me, talk about call me when we going out. Don't text me now, girl. Put it on the air.
That's some messy stuff.
Honey,
this bitch wanna
text me, Miss Thing, instead of just talk about it. We gonna go out when I get back from Chicago. Girl, they got a whole new layout and everything, Miss Thing. They was putting out all the new shit today, girl. Oh, girl. Yeah, y'all gonna see some of my new outfits this weekend in Chicago, honey. Yeah, honey, I'm gonna have to go get me some new pieces, honey, today. Oh, I was gagging, honey.
We got to go out of like. Oh, you got to see my new bracelet I got, Alexis, too. It's real cute, honey, okay? Y'all going to gag, honey. We got to go out. We got to get out there. But say, I don't know why y'all kicking in, baby. It's the truth. Right. Ain't no shame in my game, bitch.
Who's falling out?
I can't believe
who falling? Who falling out like that?
That's the video that J-Rock posted where what's his name eating that chicken.
Oh, shit. That was
I'm very upfront with my... I'm very upfront with my shit, Miss Thing, baby. I stole everything, and then the white vest that I'm wearing this weekend in Chicago, it had the motherfucking ink alarm on it, and I couldn't take it off. I just put it in my bag and walked out the store, and I walked out the store, and I was ringing, and I opened my bag. I said, you want to check the lady? She said, oh, don't worry about it. Honey, I came home, honey, and I burnt the motherfucking alarm off, Miss. It fell right the fuck off.
Well, it's no shade, Kelly. That one piece you had in... North Carolina, I know that's a Monique C dress, honey, that black and white stripe. So,
oh,
girl,
yeah,
you
I love
show,
I don't know. I don't
feel
you can't
feel that.
Oh, don't worry. I got the other black and white one off of there, too.
Yeah, I ordered her, too. I was going to put her in her.
Oh, so, Kelly, I'm glad you said that. So how many of those black and white dresses do you own, Kelly?
Off of Monique C?
Monique C is high. She said you can't
see that. Monique C, I own the black and white one I wore in North Carolina. I own that one. I own the other half black, half white one that's cut up to the pussy. I own that one, but I'm not wearing it this week. I was going to wear it this weekend in Chicago, but my braids is too bandy for that dress, so I have to go get me something else. I own the other black and white outfit off of Monique C that's black in the front. It's black in the front and then white on the side. I think I'm going to wear that in Vegas, and I own this other black and white piece that she got on there.
Okay, so it's not the same dress. Because people was giving it was the same dress, so it's not the same thing. It's different.
Bitch,
dresses.
I would never. The girls would never ever see me in a motherfucking repeat motherfucking look. Any dress that you see me wear at a ball, the only other place I will wear it at will be to a straight event. I don't repeat looks.
Okay, cool.
Bitch, I've never been a bitch to repeat a motherfucking look, Miss Say. That's so tacky. Okay, if I was one of the girls that wasn't in the spotlight, maybe I can repeat a look, Miss Thing, but for a bitch that's always on camera and always in the spotlight, how dare me repeat a look?
Right.
Well, people repeat wigs and hair, so shit.
Oh, no, I don't do that. I don't do that either. Honey, that's tacky, honey. You can't do that. Honey. No, where the girls do that at? Where's Miss London at? Did she leave us?
Yeah, Kelly, she went to sleep. Y'all was about to put me to sleep for a minute, too. I was kind of dozing, honey.
Oh, wait. Oh, shit, bitch. I'm just looking at the motherfucking switchboard. Motherfucking London is fucking gone, and so is Jason. Really? I'm gagging the girl.
Tell me about DC, girl. Give me a piece, girl.
I don't do Miss Monique C. I don't do her. You can't steal from her. You gotta order her from your website, bitch. You better get you a white man in Texas, bitch. I'm gonna order you, bitch. I charge that shit to my credit card. They called me today,
yeah,
bitch, and told me
she got her
my
own
bill.
She got a showroom in New York, she said. She got a showroom.
Oh, she got a showroom in New York?
Yeah,
oh, I didn't even know she had a showroom. Alexis, we need to go check out the showroom, Alexis.
You can go to her shop and buy it. That's why I asked you go in there and get it.
Oh, no, I never even knew she was in New York. Alexis, we need to go down there. Give me the address, Tiffany. I need to find out where that showroom at. I'm charging all her dresses to my motherfucking showroom, to my credit card. I need to go down to that showroom, honey, and see what the showroom got to offer.
I don't order the dress from her before, too, honey. She high boots, girl.
She is. She is expensive, but you know why? You know why I like her? Because you can call them, because you know they got a 1-800 number, so I ain't know it was in New York. You can call them, and you can get your dresses custom made. So the black and white dress that I had, I called them and had it custom made so it could be longer, because you know I'm 6'1", and the dresses don't come all the way down, so I had the dress extended.
I'm gonna get the address for you. Yeah.
All right, guys, I'm gonna get off this phone. I'm gonna wish everybody a good night. or to be up early in the morning. When I talk to you, I'll be listening tomorrow. Hey, what is this state of emergency show tomorrow? Do you know?
No, you know, Jasmine will announce it sometime tomorrow during the day.
Oh, okay.
I was dozing off, but Kelly, they said that those dresses were built by 20 men. But good night, everyone.
Yeah,
good night, London. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
They probably
good
was
night.
Built by 20 men, honey, baby. I don't care, but I look good in it. So everybody's leaving.
Kelly.
Everybody's leaving.
Yeah.
Yes, time to hang up, Kelly.
Mark is going with all that underground talk.
Come on, we got business ahead. Come on, we'll talk to y'all later. Come on, Kelly.
Okay, honey.
Oh, actually, you just want to go talk about stealing with your fat ass girl and your food stands.
No, girl. I need to handle some other business before I talk about stealing. Come on, Kelly.
I love y'all all for loving me. Have a good night.
Yes, good night.
Thank
I'm
you
quiet.
All for tuning. Jason, J Rock, Mark. Good night, mother. That's all I want to say. Good night, Cass.
Good night, everybody.
Well, good night. Thank you all for tuning in to the Underground Show once again. Tune in tomorrow night to Jasmine Gator, CEO. State of emergency. I have no idea what it's about, but it should be interesting. Thank you.
The legendary House of Escada presents Mission Possible House Ball, April 13th, 2013, in Dallas, Texas. Every single category is for cash. Grand prize, runway for $1,000. Mini grands include Butch Queen Legendary Performance for $500. Butch Queen Trilogy, Face, Body, and Realness for $500. Sten Queen Trilogy, Face, Body, and Realness for $500. Sex Siren for $500. Open to All Performance for $500. 60 Seconds of Fame Performance. Sing, Dance, or Lip Sync for $250. This will be an early event, with doors opening at 6 p.m. and LSS starting promptly at 7 p.m., followed by Grand March. Admission to this event is $30. Tables are $100 if purchased by April 1st, $150 afterwards. Pre-admission given to everyone tested, and the house or family with the most members tested receives $1,000. Second place house or family receives $500, sponsored by Abounding Prosperity. The icons, Jack and Selvin Mizrahi, will be on the mic. The location, the luxurious Dallas Informant Building, located at 1950 North Stemmons Freeway in Dallas, Texas. Please contact Father Danny Exgada for questions, for host hotel info, or for table purchases at 972-370-6473. Or the overall Father Neiman Marcus Escada via Facebook at Marcus Fox. Also, visit the event page on Facebook, Escada Mission Possible House Ball, for detailed information.
This Kiki is
Father Brandon Lovin presents World Domination 2, The Revenge Edition. Saturday, April 13th in Atlanta, Georgia. Mini grand, big girl's face for $500. This will be the first category of the evening. $500 for Butch Queen Realness, 5 trophies. Thugs versus Pretty Boys versus Schoolboys versus Executives versus Legends. One cash winner. Grand prize. $1,013 for Butch Queen Foot and Eyewear. 2013 Spring Summer Edition. That's the World Domination Ball 2, The Revenge Edition. Hosted by Elijah Ebony and Jay Blonick. The location, 431 Fair Street, Southwest, Atlanta, Georgia. Doors open at 5 p.m.
LSS at 7:30. $30 all night. First cash category will be at 8 p.m. And again, that's Mini Grand Big Girl Space. Tables, $100. Fully stocked. And I mean fully stocked. First come, first serve. Again, that's the World Domination Ball 2, the Revenge Edition. For more information, contact Father Brandon Lovin on Facebook. Also, that next day, Sunday, April 14th, there will be a kickball and spades tournament. North Carolina versus South Carolina versus ATL versus Alabama versus Florida versus the DMV. No house affiliation, just state versus state. Free food and refreshments. The winners of the kickball game will receive a big trophy, and the spades winners will receive cash prizes. Again, that's the World Domination Ball 2, the Revenge Edition, Saturday, April 13th, and the kickball and spades tournament, Sunday, April 14th in Atlanta, Georgia. And again, for more information, contact Brandon Lovin on Facebook or visit the event page for more detailed information.
Nicki Cam. Fuck your fancy Koenig. I prefer my dudes and durags and rockin' all your long permatan. Indians, Koreans, Mongolian, Luganians.
I got the